your season ticket, WESB Sports. This is Bradford Owls High School Football on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, 1490 AM, WBRRFM.com. Broadcasting live, the voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts.
Good evening and welcome into Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, broadcasting live tonight from St. Mary's, just an hour and 10 minutes south of our home at Parkway Field in Bradford. I am Jimmy Kelts, broadcasting live. Alongside me is my color commentator slash statistician, Mark Irvin, and our sound engineer and producer, Quincy Scott, is back at the station. We are ready for the Owls Week 8 matchup tonight against the Flying Dutch. And the Owls and St. Mary's both come in tonight with identical records on the season. They're both 3-4 with a 1-4 league record and with some similar opponents. So two teams, you know, in previous years, very different stories. But two teams this year kind of in a similar spot, having similar type seasons with similar results thus far.
Yeah, so far, I mean, everything, they line up real well size-wise. They line up real well skills-wise. They line up real well with what this game means tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be a huge game for both teams, and I think we're going to see a slobber knocker here. I mean, it's going to be a real tough, hard-hitting football game.
Should be big implications for postseason and what the last 3 weeks for both teams means when it comes to, you know, after that week 10 and who's going to be taking part in a playoff game. Now, again, the Dutchmen 3-4, 1-4 in their region, as are the Owls. They lost a ton of several players, and this was supposed to be like a rebuilding year, and turns out they end up getting a couple wins and get in the same position as Bradford does. They lost Charlie Coudray, who was a Big 30 All-Star last year, great quarterback for them. His younger brother is now the starting quarterback, Cam Coudray. But really the story for St. Mary's this year has been running back Matthew Davis, who we just saw as St. Mary's is doing their senior night celebrations. And Matthew Davis is having an incredible year with a 3-4 record. St. Mary's still has the fourth best rushing offense in the league, which is an incredible testament to what he's been able to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Key for Bradford tonight is definitely going to be to stop Davis. And from the little bit of film I was able to see, it's possible. I mean, he's a stud. He's going to get some yards, but I think Bradford has the talent. And they play like we've seen them against, like, say, Manitow, where the linebackers were really picking up on their keys and were comfortable out there. I think you're going to see them be able to limit him a little bit, which will obviously give us a much better chance at a win here tonight.
Yeah, they'll certainly be looking to try to limit the damage. Davis, to get into it a little bit more specifically, he's currently at 1,234 yards, carried the ball 136 times. St. Mary's has scored 21 touchdowns total this year, and Davis has run in 13 of them himself. So he's been by far their most productive player. Their backup running back still also serves as their wide receiver one, as I know. It's Ben Reynolds. He's their secondary runner, second best rusher. He has 200 yards, 210, as compared to Davis's 1,234. So big difference there in the workload for Davis and what the Owls are going to be trying to do here on defense. Excuse me. Was able to talk to Coach Puglio. Didn't get into the weeds quite as much on this St. Mary's team. We went a little bit bigger picture, as we've already mentioned, big implications here for the postseason and the playoffs. So I asked him a little bit about last week, coming off that loss at home against Brookville, which kind of was almost a punch in the face. Like, I think we were expecting a very different, but that first quarter was so boom, boom, boom. All of a sudden, the Owls are down by three or four possessions going into the locker room at halftime. So I asked him quickly about that, and then overall the bigger picture of where we are heading into week 8 with the final three games of the year. So let's take a listen to what he had to say for the Coach's Show with Coach Jeff Puglio.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show with Coach Jeff Puglio, ahead of the Owls' Week 8 matchup in St. Mary's tonight against the Flying Dutch. Thanks for joining me, Coach.
Happy to be here.
Real quick, we'll talk about last week. Obviously, Brookville tough. We knew about Krug going in and mentioned him by name, but they also had a guy on the field, number 21, Jack Pete, who seemed to be just bigger, faster, stronger than anyone on both sidelines. When a start like that happens and it's a quick punch in the mouth, how hard is it to try to make those adjustments before getting into the locker room? You got to kind of do it on the fly.
It's difficult because we're just, you know, we're still building confidence. And I think that, you know, we talked about this with kids this week, is I think the major difference between Bradford and Brookville right now is confidence. They have a lot of confidence, and we're just still working on that and trusting, you know, our abilities. So I think, you know, they returned that kickoff, and we kind of just deflated from there and weren't able to recover.
Yeah, it was the kickoff return, and then traded a few punts back and forth, and then A.J. Gleason gets another interception, which I've been complimenting the defense on their ability to take the ball away all season long. I think you've done a terrific job with that. And then the first quarter turns into like a 21-28-0 lead by early in the second, at least. You finally do get some sort of adjustment there to score a couple touchdowns, but then by the time you get into the locker room, down by a few possessions, but you did get to see a lot from the second team and some of the younger guys on Friday, some things to look forward to. Anything in particular you'd like to highlight from the second team?
I think everybody got in, and we were getting quality reps, varsity reps, with some of the guys that are going to probably contribute down the stretch for us. So, you know, you take the good with the bad in situations like Friday. I don't believe Brookville is that many points better than us. I think we gave them a little bit too much credit, you know, coming into the game, and that's something we're not going to make that mistake again twice.
And then to zoom out a little bit and focus on where we're at on the season, Owls are 3-4. Still, you guys still have a lot in front of you, depending on how these last 3 weeks go. At St. Mary's, at Carn City, and home hosting Kane in Week 10. What's it going to take now? You got to attack these last three teams, and then that could be enough, potentially, for a playoff spot?
Yeah, I think we're in position, you know, to be in the conversation for it. I mean, a lot goes into what happens tonight. You know, we want to really get you know, this one in front of us, and I think we have to kind of look at it 1 week at a time. Strong test tonight, strong test next week, and a strong test the week after that. But none of that matters without taking care of business tonight. So all our goals are there, you know, and we kind of put this in perspective. If you would have told us in, you know, June you're going to be 3-4 with a chance to make the playoffs at this point, I think everybody would have taken that. So I think we're in a good spot. I think, you know, confidence, we had a really good week of practice. Confidence is growing. And our guys just got to believe in themselves and believe that they can go out there and win a game tonight.
Yeah, I think it's in the right order, too. It'll be nice to see this St. Mary's team. It'll be a good test. And down there at the Flying Dutch, I think it's a good game to get the juices going. A little bit of a rivalry team we see in a whole awful lot in just about every sport. And with the boys getting going down there tonight on the road after two games at home, any worry about any rust coming off the bus, or you think after this week of practice they're all good to go, fired up and ready to get back to it?
I think we're flying high right now. I think, you know, despite the scoreboard last week, I think that's way behind us. I think we're excited. We're excited to get back out there and show what we can do. And we've talked to them about, you know, postseason aspirations. So if we're going to think like that, we kind of got to think we're already in the postseason. So we're at do-or-die time. So, you know, I think you have that kind of pressure on you, and you go out and see who can perform.
Yeah, I think we have some guys that are able to do that. Obviously, we've been talking about them all year. That being said, is there any – we know what we know, and obviously with high school students, I don't want to bring up any names or anything. Are there any new injuries, let's say, that are carrying over from last week to any of those key positions? Is that an ongoing problem?
It's an ongoing problem. We're dealing with illness. So, again, the lineup's going to be kind of mixed and matched. Tonight, you know, I mean, we'll have some new faces out there, just like we dealt with last week. But everybody's dealing with it this time of year. So I think, you know, in big games like this, your big players have to play big. So I think that's what we're looking at. And maybe some of those big players are going to be different names tonight. And we're kind of excited to see, you know, what kind of how it unfolds out there.
Okay, I like the mindset, Coach. We'll be looking to get back to 500 at 4-4 and ready for the last couple of weeks of the season. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me. Let's go, Owls.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, In Tandem, Thacker Development, Dexter's Service and Collision, Zimmerman Real Estate, Gleason Construction, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
WESB Bradford,
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School football.
Welcome back to St. Mary's for Bradford Owls football tonight on WESB Sports. We're down in Dutch Country Stadium for the Week 8 game against the Dutchman. And, you know, we talked about it a little bit during the coaches show with Coach Jeff Puglio there. And what happened really in that Brookville game, I think, was obviously that kickoff return. Boy, Jack Pete had himself a game.
Yeah, he was well over 200 all-purpose yards last week. So,
I mean, started it with 93 right off the bat for a touchdown, and then from there was just unstoppable. Some guys just have their night, and last Friday was Jack Pete's night. And then, you know, after that, I think it was like a couple of injuries, one after another, to some key players. And then by the time, you know, like we talked about with Coach, by the time you are able to get to the locker room, you're already down by quite a few possessions. You don't want to rush those guys back out there,
right,
and hope that they're okay when, you know, maybe it's best to take this week. We're in a position where we can take this, if it turns into a loss, and yep, still fight for a playoff position in another day.
Yeah, I mean, last week when the Owls came out for the second half, I mean, they were fired up. They were hooting and hollering out there as they were warming up. They really had their heads high. And then there was the alleged fumble on the opening kickoff,
yes,
of the second half,
right,
which I'm still not positive that was. But either way, it just kind of deflated them, just kind of took everything out of them. And you can kind of see a little bit at the end, you know, there's some heads hanging there for them, which, I mean, that's going to happen with high school kids. You got to expect that. Like Coach Puglio said, we're going to have some new faces in here, some lineup switched up. I mean, yeah, we're going to lose that experience, but on the positive side, we're going to have some fresh legs in there for us.
Yes.
We're going to have some guys that are hungry to earn a starting spot. They're hungry to impress the coaches. So, never know. One of our guys might step out and have one of those nights, their nights.
Yeah. The guy last week who started to get a taste of it was Logan Kohler, and he had an absolutely just an amazing catch where he was able to just jump up and fingertip snag a ball and bring it down, had a nice touchdown, played a really good game with the limited time that he had. I think he ended up returning some kicks, so we'll see if they got him back here this week as well. Should be a good look here for the Owls tonight against a team that, you know, on paper we match up very good with, and should be, like you said at the beginning, should be a smash-mouth game of football tonight here in St. Mary's. We're going to pause for the national anthem, and then when we come back, we'll be ready to kick this thing off. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Toji's Substation is the friendly, fun place to enjoy made-to-order fresh homemade food. Tender Italian bread-made subs, plus specialty pizzas, wings, burgers, and lots of games for everyone to enjoy. It's also your one-stop fast beer shop, featuring a big variety of domestic, imported, and craft beers, including Toji's daily Buck of Beer specials. Toji's Substation, for over 50 years, the friendly, fun place for the whole family. Open every day at 402 East Main Street in Bradford.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart, with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. It's time for Bradford Owls football. So we are finishing up the rest of the senior night celebrations here in St. Mary's. We've got the national anthem over. I believe they're doing the alma mater now as the band is on the field. And we'll be ready for a kickoff here in just a few short minutes. I don't believe they can start too awful much past 7 o'clock without catching some heat from PIAA.
Yeah, and it's just 7:01, so
yep.
I expect it to kick off any second here.
I think we're getting very close here. And with what we were talking about there just a few minutes ago in the pregame with some injuries, some guys out, some new guys in, normally we would bring you the starting offense presented by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. We're going to know a handful of guys. And then some of it I think we're going to do our best job of and see what we see on the field. So that will be coming up here shortly as we get the kickoff going. And going a little bit into just how these teams have matched up. We have had a few common opponents here, the way St. Mary's season has gone down. They have played some of these same teams that we've played. They're averaging a few more points per game. So the Dutch went 0-4 to start the season. They lost to Carn City in that week one game. Punxsutawney, Brookville, and Dubois. Now, we played Punxsutawney, Dubois, and last week Brookville. They've been some slightly closer than the Owls games in general. Last week, the Owls lost 64-20 hosting Brookville. Brookville beat St. Mary's 49-13. So, a similar game script, just a few extra points there. For both teams in the Bradford game. And then they have now, they are now, 3-4 on the year, so they've been able to bounce back from that start. And we'll see if they can keep that rolling. Now, they also, I believe, that Dubois game, I think, was the overtime loss. If I'm not mistaken, 21-14 overtime game against Dubois, which obviously Dubois was another one, another team that had beaten Bradford earlier in the year. That one, I think, is another game that doesn't really accurately, if you just look at the end of the scoreboard there.
Right.
I think we were in that game for a real long time, and then a couple of deflating moments led to a fourth quarter looking more like a blowout than it had.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely some things happened on the field that night that made it very difficult for the Owls.
Yes,
out there.
Yeah, exactly. So we just had the coin toss here, and once again, the Owls will be kicking off to start the game. Don't know if they've been winning all these coin tosses, because they have. When I've seen them win a couple and elect to defer.
Yes.
But it seems like just about every game we're kicking off. So I don't know if somebody... one of the captains has a great record right now on coin tosses, or if a couple of these teams like to start with possession, I'm not sure.
Right, I believe St. Mary's actually won the toss and elected to get it there. So
Jake Franz will line up to kick this thing off, and we are underway. Booming kick is going to get caught near the 5-yard line, across the 10. Tries to switch field, going for the other hash mark, dodges a defender, makes it to the 20, heading to the sideline near the 27 or 28-yard line, finally got down out of bounds.
Yeah, Logan Kohler, using his speed there, had a good angle, was able to bump the returner out of bounds there. So it looks like they're going to start out first and 10 on about the 28-yard line, their own 28, as the Dutch are working from right to left, and they're going to be on the near hash mark here to start the game.
And the St. Mary's team in their blue and red with blue with white and red accents, similar to like a Buffalo Bills away uniform. The Owls in their white jerseys with black pants. And we're going to start in shotgun with Coudray, putting a man in motion right now to put Trips on the left side. It's going to be a play action keeper, and Coudray is going to get brought down in the backfield for a loss.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was Eric Himes that got in there on the tackle, but I'm not sure if that was a busted play or a run play option. Not sure what that was, but either way, the Owls were able to bring him down for a 5-yard loss.
Yeah, if that was a designed play action play action quarterback keeper. I'll tell you, the wide receivers sure did try to sell it. Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of blocking there.
No,
coming off
all.
The secondary. Split backs now for Coudray. The third consecutive Coudray to be at starting quarterback here for St. Mary's. High snap, late handoff right up the middle, and there goes Davis. He's at the first down, midfield 40, heading to the sideline and finally brought down near the 30-yard line. Absolutely took off.
Well, we just seen why Davis has so many yards on the season. I mean, he found the hole off the left side of the line there and just turned on the jets. It took Jake France, his speed, to be able to run him down, but not before he's all the way down here. Looks like about the 25, 26-yard line into Owl territory.
Yep, going to be first and 10 from the 27, it seems. Like you said, Matthew Davis, first carry of the night, explodes out of the backfield. And, you know, he's fast. He's not small. But just has an excellent running style. Split backs again for Coudray. And a delayed snap and a handoff. Breaking tackles and moving inside the 20-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like Evan Whitmore had a chance at him as he was going in for the tackle. He was able to get a stiff arm and just knocked him off and was able to gain 4 or 5 yards there.
If I'm not mistaken, that was an 82 who was running, and I don't have a, or an 85, and I don't have an 85. We got a 77 is the highest we go. I know usually their backup running back is Ben Reynolds, also their wide receiver one. 85 could be a wide receiver number, but he's listed here at 30. Here's another snap, quick pass out on the flat, screen play, it's caught, and going to be good for about 8 yards for a second and short.
Yeah, it looked like Matthew Perry and Evan Whitmore combined on the tackle there. And that, yeah, it was Perry, so that's his second tackle of the night so far. So, as you said, just a quick pass to the far sideline there, was able to gain a few yards there and bring up a second and 3 for the Dutch.
So St. Mary's off to an explosive start here, mostly thanks to Matthew Davis's first and only run of the night. But they've also been spreading the ball around here in the first 4 or so plays. Another split-back formation. High snap. Coudray handles it, gives it to Davis. Davis is off through the line, breaking tackles inside the 5, trying to push the pile to the goal line. He's going to come up just short.
Yeah, I believe first contact on that was by Jake Abers, who, by the way, is good to see him in there after suffering that hand injury last week.
Yes.
But it still took 4 or 5 other Owls to help get him down, so that's going to bring up second goal for the Dutchman.
I think first and goal. Yeah, first and goal from the 3. As they snuck in for the first down there inside the 5. So we're going to go to the I, or back under center at least.
Oof, nothing there.
Yeah, strange play, tried to hand it off.
Yeah, it looked like they tried to hand it off to Davis, and he tried to go to the right side of the center there, but he was met with a big hit by Evan Whitmore and DeGoyer at the same time. Ian DeGoyer there for actually a 2-yard loss.
Nice
play there for the Owls.
You'd think with Davis you put him as the tailback there, but he was in a different lined up separately.
That was an interesting, but now he's going back with shotgun with split backs on either side. So
second and goal from the 5 now. Coudray takes the snap. This one will go to Davis again. And he's going to get held up there for no gain.
And again, I think it's the entire Owl off defensive line and on there, but it looked like Lucky Giordano of the first hit. So Giordano coming in from his defensive end position on the right-hand side of the line, able to make that stop.
I think probably you get in near the 5. Actually, comes in for a loss of 2. That one does.
Yeah, two-yard losses in a row there for the Owls. So.
3rd and 7. I guess probably they get inside the 5. Everybody on the field is guessing this is Davis.
Yeah.
And so everybody zeroed in on him there. Coudray is going to have to make something happen here on 3rd and long. Sends a man in motion. Still working with split backs out of the shotgun. Another high snap. He's going to keep this one. Batted pass. He catches it himself and is brought down. Should have let that one land.
Yeah, Evan Whitmore came in, reached his hands up, batted the pass. Coudray was able to catch it, looked like he was about to get a throw off, but Whitmore was able to come in and get the sack. So
they're going to send in a field goal unit.
Yeah, they drove him back, I mean, quite a bit on that play, all the way back to the 16-yard line. Looks like they're going to send in a field goal unit here.
So they'll be attempting, what, a 33-yard field goal. Quick maths, something like that.
Yeah, let's go with that, 33, 34 yards.
On 4th and 16, yeah, Coudray could have very much let that be a batted ball for an interception. Nothing there, blocked, and the Owls are going to jump on top of it.
Yeah, that was just a whole mess of a play. It looked like the holder mishandled the snap, tried to get it down, the kicker stopped, and then took like half a step, but by that time, all the Owls were all in there, I think. I could be wrong, but it looked like Ian DeGoyer was in there, and he'll get credit for the block.
Yeah, so they would have had it, what, at the 16-yard line, but because of the block, the Owls were able to jump on top of it. They get an extra 6 yards there. So they're going to start 1st and 10 from the 22. We'll piece together what we can via Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate for this starting offense. Obviously, Talon Reese out of the quarterback position. Jordy Thompson is in the backfield with him. He snaps the ball, is looking for Jake Franz on the right side, starting wide receiver. We also have Matthew Perry at wide receiver. And also down there is Adam Ward, currently at wide receiver.
Yeah, that play there was one of the Owls' bread and butter plays, with just a quick out to France on the far sideline there. They were just unable to come up with a completion there, so that's going to bring up a 2nd and 10 for the Owls from the 22.
Logan Kohler also getting the start tonight after his breakout performance last week. And Jacob Abers starting at center. We'll see if we can't get you the rest of the offensive line here momentarily. Here's 2nd and 10 after the incompletion. Empty backfield for Franz, or for Reese, who's going to try to put one out quickly to Ward, but it's going to fall incomplete.
Yeah, that looked like just a... I'm not sure Ward was ready for that or Ward was running a different route, but he definitely wasn't ready for that ball. So uncharacteristically, the Owls, 2 incompletions in a row. So that's going to bring up 3rd and 10 now deep at the 22.
See if we can make up any that starting line there.
Ian DeGoyer's in there. Whitmore's in there. Jake Abers. Liam Haven's getting the start at guard.
Yep, there you go. Liam Haven. Evan Whitmore, Abertson. Here's 3rd and 10. It's going to sail over Franz's head for a 4th down. And the Owls go 3 and out, assuming they punt away here, which I absolutely assume they will.
Yeah, again, they tried that bread-and-butter play, the quick out to France there, and were just unable to connect. So I don't know if the colds may be affecting Talon a little bit, a little miscommunication, but either way, it looks like we got that looks like Jordan Thompson back there ready to punt the ball.
Yeah, we haven't seen this one yet. We've seen Brady Haviland back there as the punter. I believe Franz has put a few up also. Jordy is going to bullet one that bounces at the 30 and is going to roll out of bounds near the 35. So big start here for St. Mary's, 35 in Bradford territory.
Yeah, only about a 15, 20-yard punt there. So the Owls, well, if they play defense like they did last time, with the exception of the big run by Davis, it shouldn't be too tough for them. But if they're able to stop them here, I think it'll be a huge momentum shift here.
Yeah, and that last possession there, not something we haven't seen from the Owls, the bend don't break, which is actually a kind of a trend right now in football in general, even in the NFL. You see guys drop back in coverage, and they sort of give up the field, and then they really tighten up in the red zone.
Right.
And that's been a trend in football overall. And the Owls have done it pretty well this season. Here's a snap and a late handoff to Davis.
Nice.
He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, I think. No gain. Nice open field tackle.
Yeah, it looked like Braylon Little was able to hit him in the backfield, just slow him down enough, but that was enough for Jordan Thompson to come up and get the tackle from his linebacker position.
Also appreciate your eyes there helping me out with the rest of the starting line. We were able to get a starting offense presented by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. St. Mary's 2nd and 10. And going back to that single back under center for Coudray. Quick screen pass out to the right side. It's a double, and he's got a man wide open downfield for a touchdown.
Yeah, a little bit of trickery play there that worked out perfect. Coudre dropped back, threw it out to the far sideline. Let me see if I can dig up this guy's name here real
quick. I have
quick.
No idea who threw it, who caught it.
To Lucas Bauer, and Lucas Bauer turned and fired it downfield to a wide open Ben Paul into the end zone to give the Dutch their first score of the game. And that's going to make it, as it stands, 6-0 Dutch with 5:03 to go in the first quarter here as they line up for the extra point.
So a 35-yard pass, not from Goudre, from Bauer, as you said, Mark. And, yeah, the old trick play gets it done. St. Mary's is able to nail the extra point.
Yeah, Gianna Sura, that young lady has a leg. My God, she blasted that one.
Yeah,
there,
that thing hit the near the top of the uprights. Didn't hit, split the middle, but that's the elevation it got.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's going to bring us 7-0 in favor of the Dutch. 5:03 to go here in the first quarter.
That's right. We'll come back with the next Bradford Owls possession after the break. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
In Tandem is a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in Western New York. With all that's changed over the years, In Tandem's mission has remained constant: quality care, support, and togetherness. We are better together, and you may just be better with them. In Tandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals with new pay rates and a strong benefit package. In Tandem is a great place to build a career. Visit intandem.org to find out how you can make a difference today.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to St. Mary's and Dutch Country Stadium following the St. Mary's touchdown. A little trick play for Lucas Bauer. Catches a screen pass and then tosses one out deep to Ben Paul. 35-yard touchdown. Extra point is good for a 7-0 Dutchman lead. 5:03 left in the first. Here is the ensuing kickoff. It's a bullet that goes straight in at the Owls, and it's caught near the 21. Actually bounced off him, and he was able to pick it up before he was in any real danger of St. Mary's grabbing it.
Yeah, Jordy Thompson right on top of it there, seeing what was going on, was able to snag that ball up before St. Mary's was able to get down there and make a play on the ball. So Bradford's going to start out 1st and 10 from their own 25.
So the offense takes back over. Reese with a cold start here. Typically very accurate this season. Not so much on that first three downs. Here's a late handoff to Thompson. Finds a hole. He's off on the right side across the 30. And good for a first down goes Jordy Thompson as he approaches the 40-yard line.
Yeah, Jordan Thompson started right up the middle, hit the hole, bounced it outside to the near sideline here, and turned on the Jets. Was able to outrun a couple defenders before being brought down about the 39-yard line. So a 14-yard run for Jordan to give the Owls a first down.
So nice for the run game to pick up after seeing a few early incompletions. Looks like we now have Josh Everett.
Yeah, Josh, a junior. I've been watching him down at the JV level. He started out just a guy on the sideline, but he got an opportunity to play and made the best of it.
Here's a quick pitch out to Thompson on the left side. He's going to have a little bit of room. Cuts inside for about a 6-yard gain, brought down on the left hash mark.
Yeah, again, Jordan, what he can do when he's not getting hit immediately in the backfield is pretty impressive. He was able to, again, turn on the Jets, bust off to the left side of the line, the far sideline, up to just on the other side of the hash mark, up to about the 45-yard line. So another good run for Jordan. As Jimmy, you said, a 6-yard gain for the Owls. So that's going to bring up a 2nd and 4 from the 39.
So nice couple of runs there from Jordy. Split backs again for Reese. And it's going to be Jordy again. This time he's wrapped up quickly and brought down at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he didn't get much there. Tried to just punch the ball right up the middle there to no avail as he was brought down by the lineman there. So going to bring up 3rd down for the Owls from the 45. Working left to right on your radio here.
So we saw James Norcross in the backfield as well as the other back opposite Jordy. Now he's going to hit the sideline, and Kohler will come back out.
Kohler, the guy with all the speed, to be interesting to get the ball in his hands.
Very fast. Very fast, young man. Reese takes the snap. It'll be a pass to Kohler. Little play action, and that's good for a first down as Kohler gets across midfield.
Yeah, excellent distraction there. They totally fooled the defense on that, and Kohler able to haul in the pass and use his jets there, use his speed to get up on the other side of the 50 to about the 47-yard line. 47, so it's going to bring up first and 10 Owls from the 47.
So the Owls get into St. Mary's territory. Norcross comes back in for Thompson, and Reese will go with an empty backfield, which leaves Norcross and Kohler out wide with Adam Ward, Talon Reese. Here's the snap. Reese is looking deep. He's got a man down there, but it's overthrown. Intended for Jake Franz, just a step or two behind.
Yeah, the pressure is really coming from the right-hand side of the Dutch line there, and I think looked to me like Talon had to throw it just a half second before he really wanted to, and Jake, with his speed, was still able to make a play on it. Unfortunately, it falls harmlessly to the ground. So second and 10 now, Owls, from the Dutch 47.
Yeah, Jake Franz really turned it on there and was about a step or two behind it. But Reese trying to lay one in a bucket as Franz had his man burnt inside the 10. Reese will go second and 10 from the shotgun and hand it off to Jordy. Jordy's blown up in the backfield for a short loss.
Yeah, again, just a quick handoff. Jordan tried to go right up behind his center, Jake Avers there, but again, the Dutch line was able to bust through, hit him in the backfield, and bring him down for a one-yard loss.
So they are keeping, St. Mary's has been able to respond just there, but they are keeping the Dutchman honest there, mixing in the run and the pass pretty well here early after the three incompletions on the first possession.
Yeah, it looks like a little confusion in the secondary and the linebackers for the Dutch there. Before every play, they're pointing and running and switching around there, so yeah. Maybe the Owls can take advantage of that here.
Yeah, they just completely swapped two players from opposite numbers. Here's the snap to Reese. He's under pressure. It's caught by Matthew Perry. Perry is exploding up the...
Gone.
Breaks a tackle, and inside the 10-5, touchdown, Matt Perry.
Excellent play. It looked as the Owls lit all the St. Mary's Dutch line in, and Talon able to get that pass off, a perfect strike to Perry right in the middle of the field as he raced it down 49 yards
49,
for the
yep.
touchdown. So excellent play. The Owls answer back. That's going to bring up, it's 7-6 as it stands right now in favor of the Dutch.
We could tie this up pending the extra point, which looks like Jake Franz will come in to try to put this one through the uprights. Eric Himes is the holder.
The Owls rushing. They only had 10 men on the field there, so Jordan coming out to take up spot.
Here's the kick, and it squeaks over the crossbar, and we have a tie game.
Yes, 7-7 here down at Dutch Country Stadium with minute 24 left to go in the first quarter here.
So the Owls are able to answer back, put together a nice drive, and march down the field. As we wrap up the rest of the first quarter, we're tied at 7. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Just like your Bradford Owls, Thacker Development has been your residential construction home team for over 20 years. Scoring touchdowns and winning is easy when you use Thacker Development to tackle all your new construction and home improvement projects. Turn over your wishes to them and let their team's dedication and experience make your dream a reality. Thacker Development's schedule is in the red zone, so call now and score your spot. Kick off your next project by calling Thacker Development now at 814-558-2447. Go Owls!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football. With that touchdown, our first quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes, Brittany Fair, is going to win a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. If the Owls had not scored, she'd still win a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes are a winner either way. Here's the ensuing kickoff, brought down inside the 5. Going to be returned, trying to find some space, lowers his shoulder, and stays on his feet at the 20, hits the sideline at the 25, and is wrapped up and brought down but not until after he approaches the 35-yard line.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive. He flat out steamrolled a couple Bradford Owls over there, bounced it outside to the near sideline before he's met by Evan Whitmore. And I don't think there's too many guys who are going to steamroll Evan Whitmore out there.
That first truck stick, basically. I thought that was going to be, you know, lower in the shoulder.
Yeah.
And coming down, you know, the payoff is you get to lay the hit, but you're still brought down. He somehow laid a hit and stayed on his feet.
Yeah, and that was Logan Kohler, who, even though his small stature, is obviously not afraid to stick his nose there and try and lay down a hit.
And the return man was that 85 that we don't yet have a name for, mystery player. Here's a high snap for Coudray, handed off to Davis. Davis trying to hit the line. He finds a hole, and he busts through it. Stays on his feet. Now trying to cut back to the right sideline. He's across the 30, inside the 10. And a touchdown, St. Mary's immediately, a 65-yarder for Matthew Davis.
Yeah, I'm not real sure what happened there. It looked like a busted play at first, but then Davis able to bounce it outside to the left side of the line, in between the hash marks yet. Then he was able to hit it out to the far sideline and race up the sideline there. There's a couple owls laid on their back here on the line of scrimmage, but they're up and moving, and so that's going to bring our score 13-7 as the Dutch roll out their kicking team.
So kicking the field goal again will be Gianna Sura. No, it's going to be a fake. Keeper, and the two-point conversion is good.
Yeah, initially I think that they were just going to go for the kick there, but Holder again had trouble handling the ball, Brody Wheeler, but this time able to pick it up and race to the near sideline, near corner there to punch it in and give the Dutch a 15-7 lead with 53 seconds left to go here in the first quarter.
So adds an extra dynamic here as the Owls try to answer back, now down by 8 as opposed to 7. 15-7 with the last minute in the first quarter to go. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back, Dutch Country Stadium, where St. Mary's just scored another touchdown with a two-point conversion, a 65-yard run from Matthew Davis, who has now well over 1,300 yards on the season as his impressive season continues. 14 touchdowns to go along with it. Here's the ensuing kickoff as the Owls are ready to return. Looks like Franz is the deep man here for Bradford. And this kick is up and away. It's going to come up a little short of where Fran stands, caught at the 15-yard line. Right up the hash marks and brought down near the 35.
Yeah, Logan Kohler able, the up man, able to bring that ball in about the 12-yard line and bring it all the way back up to the 35 for the Owls. So it's going to be first and 10 from the 35 with 45 seconds left to go here in the first quarter.
Kohler is going to stay on the field at wide receiver, looks like, on the same side as Matthew Perry here on the right. Reese is going to be joined in the backfield by Jordy Thompson, and Jake Franz will be wide on the left. First and 10, 35-yard line. Reese takes the snap, fakes a pitch, and then hits Kohler on the right side. Kohler's off and running. Across for the first down and approaching midfield, down near the 50-yard line.
Yeah, again, another play where the lineman almost just lit the front four of St. Mary's right through. And Talon, with his height and experience, is able to dump the ball right over to our speedster, Logan Kohler. They're able to bring it up to the 49-yard line. So that's a first down for the Owls with, looks like the clock running down. Not sure if they'll get another play in here or not.
So we are at 22 seconds. We'll see if the Owls opt to try to get in a snap here before we flip the field. Looks like they're going for it. 16 seconds on the play clock. So, yeah, we will get one, I think. Reese might just try to – nope. He's going to take the snap. He's going to drop back. He's got a little bit of time here looking for Franz, and it's overthrown again. maybe some adrenaline here in St. Mary's tonight for Reese, because he seems to be overthrown a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, I was watching in the backfield on this particular play, and I'm not sure we give Jordan credit. He was able to pick up a block, and that guy was just untouched coming off the line, picked up the block to give Talon that time to make that throw.
So we're going to flip the field. It's going to be 2nd and 10, Owls ball, with St. Mary's up 15-7 heading into the second quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back for the second quarter. We've flipped around the field, though we're in very similar spots here as the Owls are lined up at the 49-yard line. 2nd and 10 here after the incomplete. Owls went for one deep. Reese sends a man in motion, takes the snap. It's going to be a handoff to Jordy Thompson. Thompson's going to get wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage and brought down for a loss.
Yeah, again, the Owls just tried to follow Jake Abers right up the middle there, and it looked like he had a bit of a hole, but unfortunately, one of the linemen were able to get a hold of Jordan's shoes and just kind of hold him there until somebody else was able to come in and knock him down. So that's going to be a short loss there for the Owls.
Might even got back to the line, as looks very similar, maybe inches. So Reese will now work with split backs, 3rd and long. Got Kohler and Thompson in the backfield.
Yeah, the Owls now working right to left.
Fake pitch, dumps over the middle again to Kohler. Kohler. Oh, Jordy. Jordy is approaching the first down yard line.
Yeah, he was a dump pass over the middle under the far hash mark there, and he looked like he was going to come up a little short, but the Dutch defenseman on his tackle pushed him forward a couple more yards. That's going to be real close to first down.
Very, very close. 4th and less than a yard, it looks like. And it's going to be a timeout.
Yeah, it looks like the refs want to measure this and see exactly where they stand.
I'd like to keep it here for this, I believe. Really nice play there, and it was just that same little dump pass over the middle. I don't know if, there's a lot of pressure getting to Reese, and it seems like it could even possibly be on purpose, as the Owls are letting that collapse, and as soon as you give it to Kohler or Thompson, they're already into the secondary.
Right, and as the refs come up, they're about a chain length short of a first down there. So I'm sure the Owls are going to go for it here on 4th and inches.
From the 41-yard line in St. Mary's territory. So even if you do come up here, you're at least pushing them back out of your own territory. And let's see how the Owls line up on 1st and inches, or 1st and an inch. It'll be a shotgun with split backs. Reese sends a man over to the right side. Going to hand it off to Jordy, and he's going to come up short.
He might have squirted forward a little bit further there, but not a very favorable spot. So they are going to, in fact, stop the Owls there. So the Owls going, coming up just short on that 4th down play there. So puts. Going to give St. Mary's a pretty decent starting position here on their own 42.
I like the call. Obviously, 4th and an inch, I think you have to.
Oh, absolutely.
So not holding anything against the call to go for it. I think there is an appropriate time to come out of the shotgun.
Sure.
But you also stick with what you know. 1st and 10 for St. Mary's from the 42. Coudre in the shotgun. Cam Coudre takes a high snap over the shoulder, is able to handle it. He pitches it off to the right side, and Davis is off and running across midfield, inside the 40, inside the 35, and there's a flag on the tackle at about the 35-yard line.
Yeah, Adam Ward able to bring – or excuse me. Yeah, Adam Ward able to bring him down on the tackle, but it looked like Matthew Perry reached up and got just a touch of his face mask. I don't imagine it's going to be a flagrant one, but he let go as soon as he touched it, but a face mask nonetheless. Oh, they are calling personal foul 15.
Wow.
That's quite surprising, actually.
So that brought him up to the 35 on the run, and now we're going to walk it another 15 yards. Up to the 20-yard line.
I mean, no doubt there was a face mask there, but he, the kid's head never moved. Davis's head never moved. It looked like
yeah,
he touched it and let go.
You.
So I'm kind of confused on the personal foul aspect of that call. But nonetheless, here we go. First and 10 from their own 20.
So Davis again with another huge chunk play. And he's in the backfield again now. Coudre in shotgun. Going to take the snap, roll out to his left side. Pocket collapses. He's still got some time. Going to fling it over to the right. It's tipped and almost intercepted, but incomplete.
Yeah, the line was able to really get in there, led by Lucky Giordano. Coudre able to get the pass off over the middle, but Adam Ward was there, nearly came up with that interception. So
he'll get a batted pass at least as we go back over to the right hash mark after Coudre rolled out all the way to the left side. Second and 10 now at the 20-yard line. The Owls trying to come up with another stop like they did on St. Mary's first possession. Currently down 15-7 with 10 minutes to go in the first half. Big game here for both teams. Trying to make a postseason in a down year. Owls actually in a bit of an up year. This time Davis gets brought down in the backfield.
Yeah, Jordan Thompson in on the first hit and then cleaned up by Evan Whitmore, and it looked like Giordano, but we're going to give credit for that tackle to Jordan Thompson. Nice play by the Owls there.
It's a really nice tackle by Jordy, one we might want to keep in mind.
Yeah, he laid a pretty good hit down there on him.
Could be early contender for collision of the game. Sponsored by the Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. Second quarter contestant, by the way, before I forget, Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes is Dan Kloss. I know St. Mary's has the ball now. We're obviously looking for an Owls TD, but Dan Kloss is our second quarter contestant. The Owls score in the second and get a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. If not, you'll get the free dinner. If they do score, you get the free lunch special from Toji's Substation.
It looks like it's going to be an offsides against the Dutch. Oh, they were able to call a timeout. Ooh. Maybe. Yeah, they're waving the flag. I wonder if this is my favorite crew.
We'll have to see. It looks like they do get the timeout. They're picking the flag up. So that's going to be a tax-in timeout for us. We'll take a quick break, brought to you by Tax In Restaurant at the intersection of Routes 219 and 59 Lewis Run with the best handmade pierogies around. A Tax In timeout, 15-7 St. Mary leads. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football. Coming out of a tax-in timeout, St. Mary's was just able to squeak that timeout in there and avoid a 5-yard penalty.
Yeah,
flag was already in on the ground there.
Yeah, that was very weird, as we'll call it for now.
Third and 11 from the 21-yard line. Coudre out of the shotgun, going to take the snap and chuck it into the end zone. Nobody there, intercepted. And Adam Ward took a knee as he came down with the catch, but it is an interception.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you were watching in the backfield, but we might have a new contender for the collision center, collision of the game, because Liam Haven just flat out laid out Coudre. I mean, just absolutely buried him there. which I'm sure had an effect on the pass, which enabled Ward to come up with it. So Bradford deep in their own territories. They work right to left here, so it's going to be first and 10 from their own 5-yard line.
So the Owls gain possession, but are in a bad spot at the 5. Reese takes the snap on the wrong side of the goal line. Or maybe right on top of it. Hard to tell from here. Takes the snap, drops back, looking to his right. He's got a man down there, and it's caught by Matthew Perry. Perry's approaching midfield. He's got a man to beat, and he does. He's at the 30. Someone chasing him down inside the 10. Dragged down inside the 5, and he's going to be marked down at the 2. Matthew Perry with a
93-yarder. Not a touchdown, but 93-yard reception there. So the Owls looked like they were going to stack the box there and just run it right upfield. Oh, we got the refs talking again. Looks like they're going to let that play stand as is. So as I was saying, it looked like they were just going to try to punch the ball up the middle, get a few yards, but they were able to find Perry over the middle, and he broke two tackles and ran down and knocked down about the 2-yard line. So it's going to be first down and goal from the 2 for Bradford.
Yeah, first and goal. Quick oversight on the scoreboard there. First and goal from the 5. As a 93-yard pass from Reese to Perry. Excellent job. Perry caught it near the 40, 45, and was able to just turn it on. Finally dragged down inside the 5-yard line.
I heard a whistle out there. Not real sure what this is. Now the ref wants to go talk to the Bradford sideline. Unsure what this is about as Coach Puglio is getting an explanation now.
Yeah, it seems to be some ongoing conversation. Still at 15-7 here with the Owls knocking on the door. 8:51 to play in the first half. St. Mary's has been about what we expected. A lot of Matthew Davis running wild. But a very contendable team as the Owls are able to keep pace here early.
I'm not real sure what the ref was just doing there. Apparently the white hat just wanted to be the center of attention for a moment.
Well.
And oh, he's going to whistle him in now after a good 2-3 minute break in the action there.
I'm sure he didn't, take a break for no reason. Here's split backs for Reese. And takes the snap. He's going to roll out to his right after the fake handoff. Trying to keep it. Walks into the end zone. It's a 5-yard touchdown run. A 2-yard touchdown run, rather, for Reese.
Yeah, Reese rolled out to the far side. He looked like he was about to throw it, seeing an opening, and was able to step into the end zone for the 2-yard touchdown, which is going to bring us to 6 more. So it'll be 15-13 in favor of the Dutchman. As we're going to, there is a Dutch lineman laying on the ground there, so let's hope that he's okay.
The Owls will head to the sideline here as we'll see if our injured St. Mary's player is he's sitting up now. Yep, he's getting up here. So he's going to make it to the sideline. Hand claps from the crowd. And the Owls will have to make a decision of whether to kick the field goal and be down by 1 or to try to match them on that 2-point conversion, tie the game at 15.
Yeah, that looked like senior Johnny Bandy for the Dutchman that was down there but came off on his own power. So
St. Mary's, I don't know if it's head coach Chris Dworick. They have a coach out there talking to the refs and pointing near the goal line. So the conversations that were happening between the ref and Coach Puglio, seems like that still might be a conversation. Might be some sort of miscommunication or point of contention here between the two sides, and maybe the referee is trying to mediate. Either way, the Owls are going to go for it here as Reese is on the field with split backs.
It's like Jimmy Norcross in the backfield with Thompson.
Snap, hand it off. No, play action. Reese rolls out to the right side. Running out of time. Going to throw it.
Oh,
in and out of the hands.
Yeah, it looked like he had Jordan Thompson wide open there. Jordan just unable to come up with the catch, but I believe that was Jordan. Possibly Adam Ward, I can't confirm. But either way, a scoring drive for the Owls on the big play by Matthew Perry, a 93-yard reception all the way down, almost scored a touchdown. So as we stand now, it's going to be 15-13 in favor of the Dutchman with 8:43 left to go in the half.
It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football. Here's the ensuing kickoff from the touchdown by the Owls. 2-yard keeper by Talon Reese. And going to be wrapped up on the return near the 31-yard line.
Yeah, Josh Everett able to come up and another textbook tackle by him. I've seen him quite a bit playing JV on Monday nights, and that kid just seems is a solid, solid tackler. Always like perfectly deformed what you want to see. So nice play there by Josh Everett. Is it's going to bring up a first and 10 for the Dutchman on their own 31.
So the Owls there on the two-point conversion tied the game at 15. We couldn't quite make out who the intended receiver was. Basically bounced off the chest. Whichever one it was, they were very upset that they weren't able to hang on to it. And we'll see if that comes into play later in the game. Right now, 8:36 left in the first half. And Coudray is going to take snap in the I formation. Hand off to the tailback, our number 85 mystery player, and he's going to be brought down for a big loss, 6 yards or so.
Yeah, Jordan Thompson coming from his outside linebacker position on the blitz, able to read that play well and just lay a boom down on the mystery player, as we're going to call him, for a huge loss. That's going to be, well, it's a pretty favorable spot there, so it's going to bring up a second and 15 for the Dutch.
We're back to I formation again, I believe, is St. Mary's. Nope, going to go with split backs. Out of the shotgun, Coudray. Second and 15. Takes another high snap. This time is handed off. And right up the gut is able to make up some of that ground for a gain of about 12 or 13 yards.
Yeah, Nick DeGolier, Everett, and it looked like Jordan Thompson combined on the tackle there, but pretty solid gain there for the Dutch, which is going to bring up a third and four, third and five for them.
So St. Mary's trying to get back, had the 8-point lead. It's been cut down to two after Matthew Perry had that excellent 93-yard catch and run. Talon Reese walked it in. Here's a handoff to Davis. He's across for the first down, fighting for midfield. Boy, he is bouncing off of tacklers, and he ends up getting to about the 49 in Bradford territory.
Yeah, he bounced off a couple Bradford tacklers before Matthew Perry was able to wrap him up and bring him down, but not before he gets across right about midfield.
Looks like they put him right at the 50.
Yep, it's going to bring up a first down for the Dutchman.
So first and 10. Right at midfield on the left hash mark. Matthew Davis has been impressive tonight, just as the stat sheet said he would be.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a very nice-looking player.
First and 10 for St. Mary's. Here's the snap. Coudray drops back. He's going to air one out. Looks like it's going to come up short and be intercepted by Jake Franz.
It is. Jake Frantz able to make a play on the ball and come down with that interception all the way down. It looks like about the 26-yard line of the Owls, but another turnover for the Dutchman. Second interception tonight by our Owls defense.
That's right. I've been complimenting the Owls, Coach Bulio, on the ability to take the ball away. We've seen a couple fumble recoveries
But really, the interceptions this year have been tremendous. And two tonight, one for Franz and one for Adam Ward.
So it's going to bring up, looks like a timeout on the field, but it's going to be first and 10 for the Owls from the 16 with 6:31 left to play here in the first half when we get back to action.
So as the teams hit the sideline, I suppose we'll take a tax-in timeout as well. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: WRK's and Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
6:31 to go with the Owls coming off the interception by Jake Franz. Reese takes the first down snap, and he's going to hand it off. Going to be wrapped up in the backfield for a loss is Jordy Thompson.
Yeah, Thompson again tried to take the ball right up the middle, but hit in the backfield for a two-yard loss is going to bring up a second and 12 for the Owls from the 14.
We were just sharing our thoughts there during the timeout, and we're saying that St. Mary's run game obviously looks phenomenal. Aside from that, they've been very evenly matched, with Bradford able to make up the difference in their passing game and obviously with the defensive takeaways. Was your thoughts, and I think this game might come down to St. Mary's defense and whether or not they're able to make a play.
Right.
Reese is going to step up into the pocket on second down, shakes off a defender.
Wow.
Somehow is going to head to the left sideline. It's caught by Jake Franz. I think there's a flag on the play. I'm not absolutely sure. And he is going to be in first down yardage if this one stands.
Yeah, I don't understand how Talon got away from that. He was hit by two guys, wrapped up once, able to spin away and get the play off and a nice throw out to the near sideline here to Jake Franz, which be pretty close to first down.
So there is a flag. Slick little spin there from Reese, but not only that, he bounced off a couple guys and then changed his field, came back to the right side. The penalty is going to be on the Owls, and that's going to wipe out that first down, I believe.
Yeah, it looks like they're calling an illegal man downfield. So, and that, in fact, is the call, so that's going to knock the Owls back five more yards, so they're going to be second 17 from the 10-yard line now.
So after that extended play by Reese, quite impressive, and then Franz able to make the catch and turn it into a first down. That'll get wiped out, and we'll be replaying second down. Five-yard penalty. Well, it was second and 12, will now be second and 17. Lined up at the 10-yard line. Not a place you want to be. Reese out of the shotgun will send Perry in motion to set up trips on the right side. So 3-1 with Franz all alone on the left. And this is whistled dead.
Yeah, Bradford taking a timeout there right before Reese was about to snap. There's still plenty of time on the play clock there, so...
Yeah.
Apparently they just didn't like what they were seeing out there, so a quick timeout by the Owls.
Coach either saw something he did or didn't like, and we've got a tax-in timeout as a result. Still 15-13, 5:38 to go. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: WRK's and Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WQ98CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
We are back from the tax-in timeout. Second and 17 from the 10 for Bradford, coming out of a Bradford timeout. And we're going to go now, I think, with an empty backfield.
I believe Thompson.
Thompson is back there. and five wide. So we'll see. No, it was just three by one on the right side. And Franz going for a 50-50 ball. It's going to fall incomplete. The St. Mary's fans would like some offensive pass interference, but I think you're making a play on the ball there.
Yeah, I think both guys went up to try to bring the ball down, making a play on the ball. So a good no call there by the referee. So, but still going to bring up a third and 17 for the Owls from deep in their own territory on the 10-yard line.
Yeah, kind of a need to have one here for the Owls. Got to have it down by two. With 5:29, though in bigger picture, still in an okay spot. They are deep in their own territory, but down by one possession with their defense playing well, with the exception of some long run plays by Matthew Davis, and going to have the ball coming into the third quarter. Reese is going to drop back, looking to his right, heading to the sideline and caught by Matthew Perry. Not going to be enough.
No, not going to be enough, but it's going to bring up fourth down, but...
Yeah.
At least it gets them out of their own end zone.
That's
there,
right.
So
yeah.
So a little bit more space for Jordan Thompson to be able to get a punt off.
So they're able to get to the 20, which brings up a fourth and seven. And as you said, that's a little bit more breathing room. If you can get off a decent punt here, you'll be getting St. Mary's back on the other side of the field. And Thompson's going to be punting again. So Haviland might be one of the guys that we're missing here tonight. This one is a much better punt. It'll be caught at the 48 in Bradford territory. Returned by our mystery player, and he is off and running, approaching the 34-ish yard line in Bradford territory.
Yeah, chased out of bounds by freshman Tommy Langdon, and it looked like Kohler as well. So our mystery player there made a smart move because they were both coming with a full head of steam and stepped out of bounds before he had to take a hit. So it's going to bring up first and 10 on the Owls 33 for St. Mary's. So let's see if the defense can make another stand here.
Nice little return there. Credit to Jordy, who made some sort of adjustment. That last punt only went about 15 yards. This one goes near 30, as it would have landed at about midfield. But St. Mary's able to get a bit of a return. I formation here for the Dutchman. Coudre under center. And it's going to be a handoff to 85. We'll dive off the left side here, and it's going to be a short gain.
Yeah, defensive end Giordano there able to bust away from his blocker, wrap him up, and bring him down for just a 2-yard gain. So it's going to bring up a second and 8 now for the Dutch.
St. Mary's again with their 2-point lead and in Bradford territory. Might be looking to extend to a multiple possession, 2-touchdown lead to try to get in front of the Owls, who will start the third quarter with possession. Here's a run and nicely stopped as Davis gets nowhere. Jordan Thompson brings him down.
Yeah, Jordan Thompson coming in on a blitz, unfooled by the shifting lineman there, and able to bring Davis down for a rare loss there. So nice play for the Owls. Going to bring up a third down and 9 now for Dutch.
Might be the first time we've seen Davis come down with one tackler.
Yeah. And if there's a guy out there that's going to do it, it's definitely going to be Jordy.
Yeah. He's Jordy and Whitmore would be the guys. Yeah. Here's another Coudre under center, I formation. Nobody out wide on either side. All tucked into the middle. 85 is off and running right side. He's got room. And he is going to be cutting back inside to get inside the 5. He was out on the sideline near the 12, and he cuts back inside.
Yeah, I thought he stepped out clearly. However, not. He was able to bring it down and took another hit by Whitmore. So Whitmore's laying down another big hit. But saved the touchdown there, and that's going to be 5 tackles already for Whitmore so far in the game. So Evan playing his usual self.
Quick cutback to the inside there to keep that play, gain an extra few yards there for our number 85. Now there's a little discussion going on between the two St. Mary's running backs with our white hat referee. Nothing doing. We'll get back into the I formation.
Play clock's at 0.
I think they just got it off in time. Hands it to 85, and that's going to be a touchdown, St. Mary's. Again, our mystery player. We don't have a name, and this time it will indeed leave us blank on the stat sheet here. 85.
Yeah, I got nothing to say on that one there, other than St. Mary's is going to take a 21-13 lead here as they send out their extra point unit.
See if they're able to get the hold down on this one, as they've had some trouble with that so far. Here's the kick, and that one is good for a 22-13 lead. St. Mary's is able to score on the keeper, and the Owls will have to answer back before halftime. 2:51 left to go. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Dutch Country Stadium, 22-13 after the touchdown run by our number 85. The extra point was good for an 8-point, or a 9-point lead, rather, for the Dutch after the Owls went for a 2-point conversion and missed it. And St. Mary's also has a successful 2-point. So a 9-point lead, 22-13, 2:51 to go. So if the Owls are able to go into a 2-minute offense here, get down the field, find the end zone, they will start the third quarter with possession and will be in a position to take their first lead of the game if they're able to answer here. And I don't know. Wow. So they're going to call Franz on brought his knee down on the catch, which it didn't look like from up here. So that's a tough break there for Franz and for the Owls, who are going to start at the 12-yard line, right where Franz caught it.
I think that's going to be my favorite word tonight, wow, because some of this has just been unbelievable so far. Or let's call that one weird as well.
Weird's been has been a recurring one. That one was tough. I think from up here it looks like he certainly crouched, but it didn't look to me like I could. It looked like I could still see some shin there.
Yeah, so absolutely.
That's a tough break, but we'll see if the Owls can overcome. Reese out of the shotgun. It's going to drop back. Let one go. And it is intercepted at the 42-yard line.
Huh. I'm not even sure what to say about that. It looked like a beautiful pass. Looked like Giordano he was going for, but the Dutch able to make a play on the ball and come down with it. So it's going to be first down for the Dutch from their own 42-yard line.
Was trying to get a number for sure. I think it might have been Ben Paul, who was also had the touchdown reception in the first quarter. Oh, wait. No. Here we go. Jackson Vollmer had the interception. It was a nice play on the ball. About a 50-50 ball, probably, near there, as Franz and Jackson both went up for it. Vollmer was able to come down. So first and 10 from St. Mary's after a rare interception from Talon Reese. Here's the pitch out to Davis, who just will not go down. Eventually gets wrapped up and falls forward. So he's going to get a gain of about 5.
Yeah, Liam Haven in on the tackle there for the Owls, but not before Davis able to get a few yards in
there.
Maybe four.
Second and 6 from the 38.
About 2:15 left to go here in the first half.
Got one wide receiver out to the right side in the I formation. Going to be a handoff to 85. Wrapped up and brought down in the backfield. Big tackle there.
Yeah, that was Andrew Giordano coming up with the tackle for loss. Knocking back a couple yards. That looks like it might be our mystery player down for the Dutch.
Yeah, it does. So far, that's what it looks to be. Yeah, 85 still on the ground.
St. Mary's trainer and coach coming out to check on him as he tried to stand up and just went right back down. So,
yeah, that one looks like it might take a moment. So we're going to take a quick Taxon timeout. Coming off the, what was it, a one-yard loss to make it 3rd and 7 at the 39. 2:01 left to play. St. Mary's is currently up 22-13, and we'll take a moment here for the injured St. Mary's player. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Coming back from the Taxon timeout, 85 for St. Mary's is up on his feet, slow off the field. So a loss there for the Dutchman, as it one would assume that he'll be out for a couple of series at least.
Yeah, I don't expect to see him back, unfortunately, here in the first half. Anyways, he's walking gingerly off with some assistance, so...
Yeah,
let's hope that he's okay and able to get back in there.
Has been a difference maker thus far tonight, though we do not have his name, do not have his number on our roster here, number 85. Been a big part of the offense, has just one touchdown thus far, but has been utilized probably more often. Doesn't have as many yards as Matthew Davis, but probably has more carries thus far.
Yeah, for sure he does.
Back into the I formation. Goes St. Mary's for a 3rd and 7. He's going to drop back. Lets one sling. He's got a man there. It's delivered on the numbers for a touchdown. A 39-yard, just a strike from Coudre.
Yeah, Lucas Bauer was split wide, able to run up the field 20, 30 yards and cut through the center right in between two Owl defenders in an absolutely perfect throw. However, there is a flag down back here in the backfield. So.
Well, you don't say.
They might possibly throw a hold. It is going to be a holding call.
Wow.
Against the Dodge, so
that's going to completely wipe out that touchdown, which is, you know, obviously we're very okay with.
Yes.
But what a strike there by Cam Coudre. The best ball we've seen him throw all night.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he threw it 40 yards downfield on a perfect strike, so. Excellent play, and unfortunately, he was at a holding call there. First holding call we've seen all night, actually.
That's right, yeah.
So that's going to drop him back a little bit. We'll see exactly how far.
Looks like must be spotted the foul, 5 yards from the, 10 yards from the spot, maybe. Would make sense, because it was a 3rd and 7 at the 39, and we're currently... at the 48.
Yeah, 49-yard line there for the Dutch. Still on the Owl side of the field. So a big break for the Owls there. So let's see if we can capitalize. And
3rd and 16 here.
1:52 left to go in the first half.
And deep enough that, you know, might not go for it here on fourth. So here's a little flick over to Davis. He's got some room. Going to need some help on the block. He's not going to get it. Jordy Thompson's going to wrap him up at the 40.
Yeah, excellent play by Jordan there. He had two blockers on him. He was able to shed them both and wrap up Davis there and bring him down. And as we've seen so far tonight, Davis is not an easy guy to bring down.
Yeah.
But that's going to bring up a 4th and 8 for St. Mary's. I'm sure they're going to go for it here.
Yeah, able to get enough of those yards back that, you know, they were lined up near the 48, 49. They're able to get to the 40, so in a much better position to go for it. 4th and 8 from the 40. Coudre's back in the shotgun. He's got double twins. Takes the snap, looks to his right side. Going for more than the first. but it's going to fall incomplete. Wanted it all there, did Coudray.
Yeah, absolutely he did, and he overthrew the ball. It sailed on him a little bit, and so that's going to bring up a turnover on downs for the Owls. So a big break there on the holding call against the Dutchman. So the Owls are going to take over with 59.8 seconds left to go here in the first half. From looks like the ball's going to be spotted at their own 40-yard line. So 60 yards to go, which... You know, with the power of this and talent, this isn't out of the question for the Owls to punch one in the end zone before the end of the half.
No. Well, lined up here, you've got Jake Franz and Matthew Perry on the left side, who we know we've seen Perry tonight. We've seen do it. We've seen Franz do it all season. You got Jordy Thompson in the backfield. On the other side, you've got Logan Kohler and I assume Adam Ward.
Yeah, that's who it looks like, number six, Adam Ward for the Owls.
Here's a delayed handoff to Jordy. Jordy's got some room. He's hitting midfield and down for a first down at the 49-yard line in St. Mary's territory.
Yeah, so Jordan able to punch up with the first down. The Owls rushing up as the clock continues to tick. So a 10-yard run by Jordan's going to bring up first and 10 for the Owls.
43 seconds now. Here's the snap. Reese going to drop back. He's going to scramble out and tried to keep it, but was brought down. Had one more man to beat. Another step, and he's out of there, but got brought down for a sack.
Yeah, the Owls able to call a quick timeout with 33.4 seconds left to go. You know what I just noticed, Jimmy, is, and I'm not sure how, it's just now we're noticing, but I haven't seen A.J. Gleason out there tonight. I'd heard a rumor that he was dealing with some sickness this week, so hopefully A.J., if he is, in fact, at home sick, that he gets to feeling better sooner than later and back out on the field as soon as he can.
Yeah, obviously missing Gleason's presence on both sides of the ball. He's been one of the guys with the interceptions that we've been praising on that Owls defense. Free safety flying all over, comes inside, plays linebacker. Other side of the ball, line up in the backfield, take a handoff, line up at tight end or in the slot. So very useful player, utility, Swiss Army knife type player. We're back from the timeout here. Owls 33.4 seconds, down 22-13, second and 12 from the 49 after the loss of two. Here's a quick dump pass to Perry. He's fighting forward for yardage, and he's going to get maybe one of those yards back.
Yeah, able to just get 1 yard back as all the guys downfield were covered. As Talon had some time there, but good coverage by the Dutch here. He's able to dump it over the middle for just a 1 yard gain to Perry.
So
another quick timeout for the Owls.
Yeah, the Owls able to stop the clock again here as they're trying to find their way downfield and score a touchdown. Currently, it's 22-13, so a touchdown and a field goal makes it 22-20. And then you head into the locker room, you come back, you start the third quarter with possession, and all of a sudden you're in position there to take a five-point lead with another TD and field goal. We're back from the timeout. Reese in the shotgun, third and 11. Drops back, lets one go towards Franz. It's caught at the 40 for a first down. Franz is going to get out of bounds to stop the clock at the 36-yard line. Great job there by Jake.
Yeah, absolutely a phenomenal throw by Talon. Jake turned to run upfield, seeing that he had probably little chance to get any further. So a smart play stepping out of bounds to stop the clock with 18 seconds to go here.
Again, more impressive plays and awareness, route running, and decision-making by Jake Franz, who now we're 8 weeks into the season. We haven't talked about it as much, but hasn't played varsity football until here in his senior year. The route there was fantastic, the catch, the wherewithal to get the yards that you can and then get out of bounds to stop the clock. Reese is going to take the first and 10 snap, drop back. He's in trouble, running for his life, heading to the sideline, going to let one go and trying to catch it on his way out of bounds. But I got to assume he was well out there.
Yeah, he was attempting to go to, it looks like, Adam Ward, who made a diving attempt at the ball, but unable to come up with it. So 10 seconds left to go. So one, possibly two more plays for the Owls here.
Yeah, instead of the ball came up with the sticks there on the sideline, dived right into the marker. 10.7 to go, second and 10 at the 36. We've got Franz and Kohler on the left, Perry and Ward on the right. Thompson in the backfield, Reese out of the shotgun. Left hash mark, going from right to left. Take the snap, Reese drops back, pocket collapses, flushed out, dropping, rolling to his left. Going to air one towards the end zone. Got Franz there,
touchdown
Owls.
Wow, incredible throw, incredible catch for Franz to bring that down for the Owls. It's going to, with just half a second left to go here, Talon was flushed out of the pocket, coming to a rolled out near sideline. Somehow, just before he stepped out of bounds and was hit by two Dutch defensemen, able to launch that ball, perfect strike to an open Jake Franz in the end zone. So that's going to bring it to 22-19 with half a second left here.
He also, obviously, I'm trying to paint the picture there as the play is happening, rolls out to his left, right-handed quarterback. So he's got to roll out as he's approaching the sideline. He's got to flip his hips back to get the throw across his body and somehow delivers it in the end zone.
Yes, we have Paige Smith coming in here for the extra point attempt.
Here's the place.
And there's a flag on the play.
The field goal does get through, but it looks like it's going to be a
foul start against Bradford. It's the flag there.
I thought they were going to get him for a procedural.
Yeah, as we've seen Jordan rushing in there to be the 11th man on the field, but I thought he got set before they hiked the ball. So that's going to knock it back from the 2 to the 7-yard line. So I'm assuming the Owls are probably going to still go with the extra point.
So 5-yard, and they'll retry the kick. So that's currently 22-19, trying to kick this through to make it 22-20 before we hit the locker rooms. 5 seconds left after that beautiful, beautiful 36-yard throw to Jake Franz, and
Paige,
that's
going to
just sneak over the crossbar. Paige Smith delivers.
She's almost automatic for us this year so far, Jim. To my recollection, she's only missed one field goal attempt this year, field goal or extra point attempt. So she's been fantastic. Obviously, she's been coming in to take over for Franz when he's had some of the big touchdown plays that he has. So
yeah,
with that, half a second left to go. It's going to be 22-20 in favor of the Dutch as we get ready for one more kickoff here, and I'm sure that'll be the last play of the half, but huge for the Owls. That's huge momentum, as well as the Owls get the ball back after half.
That's right, yeah. After St. Mary's started the game with possession, that means the Owls are going to get to go in, talk it over in the locker room for the half, and come out with possession. And you best believe the last thing, or more aptly, the first thing on the minds coming out of the locker room will be the ball security as they started the third quarter last week with that fumble on the return. I'm sure they'll be much more cautious this week. Here's Franz on the kickoff. He's going to squib it. Try an onside attempt. Why not? If they get it, then you don't really have to worry about field position. And that is going to be it for the first half. The Owls do a nice job hanging in there after some big run plays by St. Mary's. Couple of takeaways and a couple of touchdowns make it a 22-20 game. St. Mary's leads by just 2 points here heading into the locker room. We're going to take a break to tally up the first half stats. When we come back, we'll have a scoring recap. We'll have the stats, and we'll also have a quick Frets recap from this week's Frets game as well with the Bradford Owls halftime show presented by C.J. Wallace Engineering in Bradford. Again, 22-20 St. Mary's leads at the half. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minor, In Tandem, Thacker Development, Dexter's Service & Collision, Zimmerman Real Estate, Gleason Construction, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com
and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big-screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket and grab a Bud Light in the 16-ounce aluminum bottle for just $2.50. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to book your holiday party at the T. Dates are filling up fast, so call today. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City, PA.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
InTandem is a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in Western New York. With all that's changed over the years, InTandem's mission has remained constant: quality care, support, and togetherness. We are better together, and you may just be better with them. InTandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals with new pay rates and a strong benefit package. InTandem is a great place to build a career. Visit InTandem.org to find out how you can make a difference today.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and flagship store.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns and Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns and Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns and Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to teamminard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Minard!
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and InTandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome to the Bradford Owls Halftime Show on WESB Sports with the St. Mary's Dutchman up right now at the half, 22-20. As pretty good game so far, back and forth game, and there's been some evenly matched matchups here thus far. The Owls defense has suffered a little in the run defense department. St. Mary's run game has gotten the upper hand, but they also have made St. Mary's pay when they opted to pass with a couple of takeaways. On the other side of the ball, the Owls offense has been, you know, this passing game has been doing a lot of heavy lifting and doing a really good job after Talon Reese got warmed up a little. Few off throws in the first quarter, got warmed up, was able to make some strikes downfield, and able to hang in with it. And on the other end, St. Mary's has come up with their defense, has come up with some stops when they've needed it. But all in all, 22-20, so some evenly matched teams here at the half, as St. Mary's got struck first, and Bradford's been able to answer just about every time.
Yeah, absolutely. Their defense, even though they've given up 22 points, I think they've been playing pretty well.
Yeah.
And it seems like the offense and the defense are counteracting each other here and stepping up when the other side needs to. I mean, so we're down just 2 points here at halftime, which realistically it could be a lot more than that for either side. There's been some big plays. I mean, the Owls, that touchdown by St. Mary's at the end that was called back on the holding call.
Oh, huge.
That was huge. So I think momentum's obviously shifted over to the Owls side as we start the second half. And with them getting the second half kickoff, I have a feeling they're going to come out with some fire and try to put one in the end zone real quick.
Yeah, I'd love to be a fly on the wall there in the locker room. I think the you know, with everything here, week eight against the St. Mary's team, identical records, fighting for a playoff game here in just a few weeks after, you know, 3 years of zero-win seasons, I think that's probably going to be a high-energy, exciting locker room talk in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
At the half. So we'll do a quick scoring recap here, and we'll also, after that, later on in the halftime show, we'll get to the first half stats, and we've got a quick Frets recap to get to as well. So here's how it broke down. St. Mary's won the coin toss and elected to receive to start the game. St. Mary's on that first possession looked like they were going to struggle until they busted off a big run by Matthew Davis. He was able to basically take them from deep in their own territory to deep into the Owls' territory on their first drive, on one play in their first drive. Other than that, weren't able to get much going. They ended up trying to go for a field goal. It was blocked, and the Owls were able to pick it up for their first possession, which would end in a punt. St. Mary's then gets it back, and they run that trick play on their second possession. So it's another big run by Davis to get him downfield. They get at the 35-yard line, and it was a quick screen pass to Lucas Bauer, and then Bauer saw Ben Paul out deep near the end zone, so he flicks it over to him. It's a 35-yard touchdown pass. Extra point was good for a 7-0 St. Mary's lead. Bradford, though, is quickly strikes back as Talon Reese throws a 49-yard touchdown pass to Matthew Perry. Excellent run after the catch there from Perry. Extra point is good to tie the game at 7. And then St. Mary's answers back again here in the first quarter. Matthew Davis, this time his big run turns into a touchdown, 65 yards. Two-point conversion this time as the kicking game was shaky and a little unreliable for St. Mary's. So they opt for the two-point conversion. It's good for a 15-7 lead. Bradford takes over, and the first quarter comes to an end. That Bradford possession ends up turning into a turnover on downs to start the second quarter. St. Mary's takes over, and they score again. Adam Ward takes over, rather, and throws an interception. I mean, Adam Ward, St. Mary's got into the red zone and then were tackled for a loss to come to the 21-yard line. And then Coudre threw the interception. Adam Ward was able to came down with it at the 5. The Owls are able to march down the field, 95-yard possession, and it ends with Talon Reese on a 2-yard touchdown run after Matt Perry again does a lot of the heavy lifting there, but Reese walks it in. Two-point conversion attempt, no good, make it 25-13. St. Mary's on the very next play is able to intercept. No, I'm sorry. St. Mary's on their next possession throws another interception, this time to Jake Franz. So it's back-to-back interceptions by St. Mary's. Bradford's next possession, they have to punt it away. St. Mary's gets it back, and it's a 3-yard touchdown run by our number 85, who has since been injured and knocked out of the game. But the 22-13 becomes the score. Bradford takes over, and Talon Reese throws an interception to Jackson Vollmer. And then St. Mary's gets the turnover on downs after their touchdown gets called back, which we mentioned. The third down strike that goes into the end zone called back on a holding. Their fourth down doesn't go, so it's a turnover on downs with 50-some seconds left. The Owls are able to get downfield. 36-yard touchdown pass from Talon Reese. An incredible pass, maybe the best of the night, to Jake Franz for the touchdown. Extra point is good, 22-20 with a two-point deficit. So very back and forth. Some very exciting plays on both sides. Excited to see how the rest of this one pans out. We've got Mark's got his statistician hat on, and we're going to come back with our first half stats after another quick break. It's Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at Gleason-Construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full-service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 125. Open every day, even holidays. For delivery, call 36-TOJIS.
Navigating the housing market can be a challenge, whether you're buying or selling a home. Talk to Zimmerman Realty, a team of real estate experts in our area. Zimmerman Realty can introduce you to the most up-to-date listings in Bradford, Smethport, and Eldred. They can even show you properties that are listed with other real estate agencies. If you're looking to sell, Zimmerman Realty offers a free market analysis to help you determine the value of your home. Visit their website and sign up today at ZimmermanRealtyLLC.com.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Bradford Owls Halftime Show, presented by C.J. Wallace Engineering in Bradford. We've got our mystery player, number 85. We were correct on the first guess. It was indeed Ben Reynolds, who came into the game. He was their second-best running back behind Matthew Davis, but was also their primary wide receiver. That's why he wore the 85. Was listed here on our roster as 30. 85, he had the touchdown run. And then went down with the injury there, exited in the second quarter. We'll see if he's able to come back in the third. Meantime, though, here on the Halftime Show, we've got our scoring recap done. So let's head over to the stats here, Mark.
All right. So far in the first half, Talon Reese is 9 completions on 17 attempts for 224 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Matthew Perry, 3 of those catches with 152 yards.
Wow.
With a touchdown. Jake Franz, 2 catches, 50 yards, including that 36-yarder here at the end. And Logan Kohler chipping in, 2 catches, 22 yards so far for the Owls. Defensively, Evan Whitmore, 5 tackles, 1 sack. And Jordan Thompson, 6 tackles, 2 of which have been for tackles for loss. And Adam Ward and Jake Franz also coming up with big interceptions in the first half of that.
Boy, it's going to be a tough one, looking to try to see who might have a shot at the MVP of the game, presented by the Model TN. Obviously, Franz leading the way kind of at that quarterback position. Matthew Perry having a really nice game, tons of yards with the touchdown. But Franz has matched him with the score and has the interception on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, it seems as if St. Mary's defensive backs just don't have the speed to keep up with our wideouts there. They've been open all night, and after starting off pretty rough for Talon there, he's really found his groove in the second quarter, and hopefully that'll continue on as we because as you remember, he missed his first three passes with, to start the game out. So
hopefully Talon comes out on fire like he was in the second half and is able to open this game up a little bit for us.
Yeah, those first three all overthrown, and then he had a couple, not consecutive all in a row, but that couple that were overthrown his receivers there. So don't know if that was some adrenaline, some anticipation, maybe the cold weather. This is the first really kind of chilly game we've gotten. Last week wasn't particularly warm, but not quite as frigid as it is tonight. So we'll see if Talon can keep pace, if the wide receivers can keep deep, if Jordy Thompson can get involved here a little bit more in the second half. We'll see. We've still got a few minutes to go, and you have a Fretz recap for us, I believe.
I do. The Fretz Owls last night gave Coach Gao a birthday present as Coach celebrated his 67th birthday this past
Holy
Tuesday.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, he's old. But anyway, the Owls, they took a 35-0 lead at halftime and finished it out with a 48-8 win over visiting Ottawa Eldred. For the Owls, Lucas Wallace, 5-for-9, 43 yards, including a 14-yard touchdown pass. Bentley Evans, had 37 rushing yards, and Jaden Lorman, a 14-yard TD pass as well for the Owls. And Lorman kicked 7 extra points for the Owls. 6 of them were good.
Nice.
That kid has got a boot. He's going to be very fun to see up here on this varsity field. Defensively for the Owls, Wallace came up with 6 tackles, and Dixon had a sack for the Owls. So the Owls are actually 3-3 on the season, and they are headed, the last two games are at home. Excuse me, I read you the wrong set.
Oh, no.
A 48-20 win for the Owls. Keenan Miller had 5 carries, 43 yards, touchdown run. Jaron Lorman, 12-yard TD catch, 6-for-7 on extra points. Mariah Gao, an 11-yard TD run. And Brady Rosendahl, a 23-yard touchdown run. Lucas Wallace also chipped in, 15 carries, 149 yards. He had 3 touchdowns, 40 yards, 3 yards, and 14 yards. Defensively for Fretz, Bentley Evans had 6 tackles and a sack. Lucas Wallace, 5 tackles. Brady Rosendahl, 5 tackles. Jaron Lorman, an interception. And Carson Halleck recovered an onside kick. So the Owls are now 3-3 on the season, and they host Brockway next Thursday down at Fretz.
So a nice 4-touchdown win there, 48-20 final score.
Yeah, they played a real complete game. It's the first real complete game I've seen them play so far this year, and their line on both sides just stuck out. I mean, they were dominating, and they were oversized. I mean, they were outmatched by Ottawa Eldred. They had some really good-looking, good-sized kids out there, but the Owls were able to execute not only offensively but defensively. They were picking right up on their keys. They were playing hard. They put their foot down, and they never let up. So they looked real good last night.
Well, then that means the Bradford Varsity Owls here tonight are trying to complete the trifecta, because I know what you mentioned, the Fretz win. The JV team had a big win this week, another blowout win.
Yeah, Monday night over in Smethport they did. They looked as well. They looked really good. And I can't even tell you how excited I am to see a lot of those guys gain size and experience and are able to come up here and be the main players on Friday nights here in a couple of years. As we're seeing, several of them are out here get quality time varsity now, but they're a real good-looking team down there, the JV level.
So if with JV, Fretz, and now the Owls, just down by 2 coming out of the half, and they will have possession to start the third quarter. Both teams are back now from the locker room. We've circled up in opposing end zones, going to stretch out and get ready for the second half of play. And again, you know, very evenly matched so far. St. Mary's run game has been as advertised, but the Bradford passing game is pretty evenly matched. The defenses are both going to have to come up with some make some plays. We've seen the Owls defense with a couple takeaways thus far. St. Mary's defense has found a couple some timely stops to maintain their one possession lead. Seems like they, anytime the Owls have the chance to take a lead is when St. Mary's comes up with a stop. Whenever the offense gives them another touchdown, then Bradford finally answers back. So they are playing a little bit of ticky-tack back and forth on this one, but if they can score here with their first possession coming out of halftime, it'll be big to take that first lead.
Yeah, absolutely, and credit to St. Mary's. I mean, they've been making the plays when they absolutely have to make the play to keep this game in the position that it's in, but Like I said, I see Bradford coming out here firing on all cylinders and try to put a score up on the board in their first drive, and who knows where the game could go from there. So let's see what we can do, and hopefully we get out of here with a win, keep not only our playoff hopes alive, but potential to host one.
It would be a rather big win tonight. Again, both teams are 3-4, 1-4 in league play, and both teams looking for a postseason playoff game. Now, if the Owls can win out, they could host a D6 champion. If they win a couple, then they still have a chance to play and travel. But they're going to need to play strong here. Week 8 at St. Mary's, Week 9 at Carn City, and Week 10 hosting Kane. We're going to take one more quick break, and we'll be back with the start of the second quarter. This is the Bradford Owls Halftime Show, presented by C.J. Wallace Engineering on WESB Sports.
When tomorrow is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise financial advisor for personalized, goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise financial advisor Bill Chapman with Hodgin Chapman & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, at 814-368-9160. That's 814-368-9160. Office is located at 50 Davis Street, Bradford, PA.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. That wraps up the halftime show, again, presented by C.J. Wallace Engineering in Bradford. Much thanks. And now we've got a fresh 12 minutes up on the scoreboard as we are ready to conclude our halftime and kick off the third quarter. Currently, St. Mary's leads by 2. It's 22-20. It's been a great game thus far, as we thought it would be. Very evenly matched. And the Owls have kept themselves in this one, knowing that they would have possession to start the third quarter.
Yeah, I see 85. I can't remember what you said his name is, but he's trying to get loose here on the sideline. So still limping a little bit. I can't tell if it's an ankle or a knee, but it looks like he's getting himself fired up and ready to be able to get back in there for the Dutchman.
Yeah, that's Ben Reynolds' big piece for St. Mary's offense. If he is able to get back into the game, it would be quite a lift. The Dutchmen are celebrating their senior night tonight, so they've got all the juice that comes along with that. But the Owls, with all the same reasons, fighting for that playoff game, a playoff possibility, losses to most of the same teams here, with the exception of Carn City, who we have not seen yet. We'll be traveling there next week. We're about to get the third quarter underway, 22-20. St. Mary's leads. The kick is up and caught near the 10. Jake Franz is off and running, wrapped up and brought down near the 25-yard line.
Yeah, Franz able to just follow a couple blockers up in there, and nice tackle in the St. Mary's defense in there to bring him down at the 25. But the Owls are going to start here, working right to left on your radio, first and 10 from the 26-yard line.
We'll see the Owls personnel.
There's A.J. Gleason.
A.J. Gleason is on the field. Yeah, I heard he might be on some limited snaps coming off whatever ailed him during the week.
Boy, he could really make a big difference in the second half.
He's going to be lined up as a split back opposite Jordy Thompson. Reese out of the shotgun, takes the snap, drops back, looks to his right, throws one, and hitting the sideline.
It is complete to, looks like Matthew Perry, but yep, for very short, looks like about a 2-yard gain. So that's going to bring up a second and 8 for the Owls.
Just a short hook route as Matthew Perry went out about 5 yards, came back 3, made the catch going out of bounds. Second and 8. Franz has the call. Gleason is now out at wide receiver. Same side on the left with Jake Franz. Reese awaits the snap. Drops back. Pocket collapses. Rolls out to his right. Running out of room. Steps back in. Is in trouble. He's going to get wrapped up and brought down for a pretty big loss.
Yeah, one too many attempts there by Talon, which we don't see very often there. He tried to bounce it back inside, but another defenseman was right there to bring him down for a pretty good-sized loss for the Owls. looks like about an 8-yard loss. So it's going to bring up a 3rd and 16 for Bradford.
It's not the start that the Owls were hoping for, but they've still got a chance here. As we're going to go trips on the left side. Franz, Gleason, Perry going from outside to the middle. Snap, fake the pitch, hits Franz in the screen. Franz has a little bit of room. He's going to get wrapped up and brought down at the 30.
Yeah, it's going to make it a manageable 4th and 5 if the Owls do decide to go for it. But he had a lot of green in front of him. If he's able to break that tackle there, he just barely tripped up.
I believe that's going to be the punt unit coming out. 4th and 6 from the 30. So, again, the Owls' defense will have to do its job to try to, if the offense wants to be able to take that lead for the first time. Here's the punt by Jordy Thompson. This one sails and bounces near the 45. Takes a good Bradford roll after bouncing almost straight up, and it's going to get picked up near the 43-yard line.
Yeah, Tommy Langdon able to down the ball there, so an excellent punt there by Jordan Thompson to push the Dutchman back on their own side of the field. It's going to bring up 1st and 10 from the 44. We going to keep A.J.? Yeah, looks like A.J. is going to stay in and play his typical safety position there for the Owls. So he could be a game changer even on defense here. So
absolutely, yeah. I talked a little bit about A.J. and his utility, the Swiss Army knife style, as they plug him in free safety, linebacker, pass rush, on offense, running back, tight end, slot receiver, wide receiver. Here's a run on 1st and 10, and a whole pile to take down Matthew Davis. It's going to be good for 5 or 6 yards.
Yeah, Evan Whitmore, a first contact there. Able to wrap him up, slow him down before it looked like about 9 of the 11 Owls to finally rush him to the ground there.
5 or 6 or 7 yards, I think, brings up a 2nd and 3 from the 49 as they just sneak into Bradford territory. Coudray's back under center. And it's going to be a screen throw. Caught. 1st down. And dragged out of bounds before he can get to the 40.
Yeah, A.J. Gleason making his presence felt already. His first tackle of the night, dragging him out of bounds. But not before he's able to get across for a 1st down for St. Mary's on the Bradford side of the field.
Yeah, going to be 1st and 10. Near the 40. Yeah, looks to be right at the 40, Bradford territory. And we've got Coudray looking over to the sideline.
Yeah, looks like a little confusion there for St. Mary's. Still plenty of time on the play clock because it just hits 15 seconds as he gets under center.
It's Matthew Davis, the tailback. And he'll take the handoff, halfback dive to the right side, and he runs for another 5 yards.
Yeah, before being brought down by, looks like, Josh Evert and Evan Whitmore combining on the tackle there. So can bring up a 2nd and 5 for the Dutch.
So that one, nothing fancy about it, as Davis just explodes through the gap.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of rushing here by the Dutch. I mean, protect the lead, but also because the presence of number one at safety there's, I mean, everybody knows who he is. I'm certain of it.
Sure, he's got some good tape out there. Here's another run. This time Davis has to try to push through, power through the line, which was blocked up right in front of him.
Yeah, it looked like Matthew Perry first contact and Evan Whitmore cleaning up there to knock him down. So it's going to bring up a short 3rd and 3.
Yeah, able to turn it into a 2-yard gain. So 3rd and 3 from the 33. How about that? Yeah. Still a lot of...
Go ahead, sorry, Jimmy.
A lot of talking
on
the St. Mary's offense. Almost the entire offensive line and running back all looking at the coach, and then they all check their wrists at the same time.
Look at
another
that.
Handoff to Davis, and it's blown up.
Yeah, Ian DeGoyer blew through his blocker, put a pretty good shot in on Davis, able to drag him down for a short loss. Excellent play to bring up a fourth down.
So fourth and four from the 34. And St. Mary's obviously in position to go for it here, as deep as they are into Bradford territory. I see everybody looks. Coach says something, and everybody on the field checks the wrist. It's almost comical. Here's a quick screen throw by Coudray in trouble, and it's going to be a turnover on downs, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. It looked like Giordano.
Coach Puglio's pumped.
Absolutely, a huge stop by Bradford. Looked like Giordano went on the make first hit to bring him down. It's going to bring up a first and 10 from the Owls from the 34-yard line. Boy, that's big, Jim. That's a big play right there.
Owls coaching staff all over that one. So the Owls defense, as we said they would need to. They do come up with a stop. They get the ball back. So still only trailing by two. Talon Reese, first and 10, takes the snap, hands it off to Jordy. Jordy's in a little trouble. He's going to get bunched up, wrapped up, flags all over the place. No gain on the play.
Yeah, pretty sure every referee on the field threw a flag in on that one, so we'll have to see what's going on here, what the call is going to be. Looks like the refs are conversing a little bit.
Yeah, it was well after the snap, but
looks like a personal foul face mask against the Dutch. So that's going to be a huge penalty, 15-yard penalty for the Owls.
Quite significant.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially if this third quarter turns into a battle for field position here, which early on, about halfway through the third, it has been. 6:30 to go in the third quarter, still 22-20. St. Mary's leads. That 15-yard penalty makes it first and 10 from the 47.
Yeah, Owls working right to left here on the screen from the far hash mark.
Reese with split backs. And he's going to drop back. He's looking to his left. He's in a little trouble. He's going to step up out of the pocket, complete the pass. And Jake Franz is going to take a hit on the left hash mark, but he's got a 5-yard gain.
Yeah, it looks like a 5 to 6 yard gain. Nice catch. It looked like he knew he was going to take that hit. He's kind of prepared for it. So as soon as he hit the ground, he was right back up. So a nice play by the Owls.
Yeah, I think he kind of, it looked like he got smacked and spun around, but I think he was turning with the hit, kind of rolling with a punch.
Right.
If you will.
Yeah, and it's going to put the ball on the St. Mary's side of the field now.
That's right, yes. 47-yard line, St. Mary's territory with 5:44 left in the third. Reese on the left hash mark, takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Jordy, rolls out to his right.
Lots of time. Nope.
And he's going to get wrapped up. Avoided one tackler that was coming right at him and then got wrapped up from behind for a loss.
Yeah, avoided that one, took two steps forward. Apparently he didn't see the other guy coming across the field. He was able to wrap him up and bring him down for a big loss. That's going to be bring up a third and 12 for the Owls, so an 8-yard loss.
Yeah, I think that that sack was courtesy of Cameron Coudreau, if I'm not mistaken, number 14.
So pushes the ball back on the Owls' side of the field.
Third and 12, all the way back to the 45. Reese completes the pass. Going to need Kohler to make up some ground, and he's dragged down right at midfield for a gain of 5, but not enough for the first.
Yeah, that was a heck of a tackle on him by the defender for the Dutchman there. Not sure I couldn't get his number, but Kohler looked like he was just about to build up a head of steam before being wrapped up and brought down.
And I think, unless he was about to go out and then came back off, I think Ben Reynolds was just on the field. He's still walking with a limp, so I can't imagine he played that snap, but he was out there. Here's the punt by Jordy, and he just keeps getting better. This one's going to roll inside the 20, roll inside the 15. At the 15, and we'll get picked up there.
Excellent punt by Jordan there. As you said, he's been getting better and better all through the night there. Is Logan Kohler able to get down there and blaze to be able to down the ball at the 15. So we're going to come up with first and 10 from the 15 for the St. Mary's Flying Dutchman.
So again, the Owls not able to take that first lead of the night. But again, in the battle of field position that this has turned into for the third quarter, big boost here as they've got them inside their own 20. First and 10 from the 16 is St. Mary's. And the Owls defense has been playing fairly strong, minus some big chunk running plays. A.J. Gleason comes up from free safety. He's now going to drop back. Here's the handoff to Davis. Davis stiff arms one to the ground, two to the ground, drags a defender to the 28-yard line.
Wow, he just broke three tackles from three of our best defensemen there, A.J. Gleason and Evan Whitmore included, before being brought down by, it was Lucky Giordano able to bring him down. Yeah. So another tackle for Giordano. That's his fifth of the night. So Davis really showing that he's everything that he's been advertised as.
Those were some strong stiff arms.
Absolutely.
I mean, gets the arm out, fields his defender, and then once he's got a hand on him, just pushes him down into the ground, keeps on running by. Strong run from Matthew Davis. First and 10 from the 29. Back under center is Coudray, and it's another handoff. Finds the gap, just explodes through it, and runs for another first down, a 10-yard gain for Matthew Davis.
Yeah, he tried to lower his shoulder and go through A.J. Gleason, and I think he just found out that might not be the best option for him to try and do. So A.J. bringing him down, but again, not before Davis goes for another first down for the Dutch.
Yeah, that time, I mean, credit to the right side of that offensive line to make just enough of a hole, and Davis explodes through the gap and gets to the first down yardage. First and 10 from the 40.
The Dutchman doing what they want to do is this quarter's going very quickly as it's down to 2:45 left to go in the third quarter already.
And it's only their second possession of the game, of the half, rather. Here's another run. Davis going to push the pile another 6 yards. My word.
Yeah, again, it took just about everybody they got to bring him down, but Braylon Little able to be the first hit and wrap him up around his legs and drop him to the ground. But again, another huge chunk gain. Looks like about 6 yards for Davis.
Yeah, now at the 46-yard line, so approaching midfield. Second and 4. Davis in the backfield.
Yeah, the Owls might need to try and make a little bit of an adjustment here. Although, I mean, they're hitting him around the line of scrimmage. He's just that strong.
And here is the run here on second down. I think he is going to come up a yard or two shy of the first.
Yeah, I believe so. And it looked like Giordano was able to come in with the first hit. So another tackle for Giordano, his 6-1 on the night for the Owls.
So Owls defense able to force the first third down of this possession.
Yeah, can bring up a 3rd and 2 with 1:25 left to go in the third quarter here.
And we've got a little chit-chat. Looks like Brody Wheeler is out there under center, their backup quarterback. Brody Wheeler is a freshman. Here's the handoff, and he's got it. Oof. Matthew Davis, boy, does not go down. Runs headfirst into A.J. Gleason, bounces back. Gleason had him going backwards, but he somehow just shakes it off and keeps powering forward without hitting the ground. He's able to get across midfield, picks up the first down, and approaches the 47-yard line.
Yeah, A.J. Gleason able to hold him up enough to get Josh Everts, was able to put another good hit on him before it brought him right down, and Braylon Little there for the cleanup. So, again, good tackling. He's just that strong.
I mean, he has been, as a football fan, he's been an absolute pleasure to watch thus far tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Though I wish he was wearing the other uniforms, because he is an absolute weapon. And here's a drop back rolling out to the left here. Going to throw it away. Nobody there.
There's the flag.
I was going to say that. Intentional.
Yeah, as he was being chased down on the far sideline by, it looks like, Giordano again and also Matthew Perry. So it looks like it's probably going to be an intentional grounding call on the Dutch.
Yeah, one would assume that again, as Coudray, I
I guess I can't say for sure how long he's been out at quarterback, but certainly looks like a number seven's down there. That's Brody Wheeler or Wheeler. And that's who just threw that one away there.
Yeah, just a freshman there for the Dutch coming in. And I'm not, like you said, I'm not sure when Coudray went
know,
out.
Yeah, I don't know when the switch happened, to be honest.
I'm not sure I even see Coudray on the sideline at this point. So that could be a potential.
I wonder if
huge
they're trying
loss.
To use him as a different position, maybe somewhere
around. And I don't. Once they spread out a little bit here, a little better, we'll be able to get a better look at what's going on. Oh, Coudray's down here on the sideline. So yeah, he's just taking a break.
Oh, yep, I do see it. All right, here's another handoff to Davis, trying to make up from that huge intentional grounding that brought him all the way back down to the 40.
Yeah, and Evan Whitmore in on the tackle for the Owls. So Evan playing his characteristic self as he's up to 9 tackles already on the game. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter already.
Wow, that one flew by. We've got no scores on either side, but only we're on the fourth possession of the quarter, and we didn't even get to finish that one. So 3 full possessions. St. Mary's is driving here as we end the third. Our third quarter contestant, sorry, that flew right by, was Miranda Mong. Miranda Mong was our third quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. The first no score tonight means you win a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. 22-20, end of the third, 12 minutes yet to play. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WTU98CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back for the final frame. 12 minutes on the clock. They'll be the last 12 minutes played tonight, assuming there's no overtime. 22-20 is the score. St. Mary's leads by 2. We flipped the field, and they are now looking at a 3rd and 17 from their own 46.
Yeah, ball placed right directly in the middle of the field. Well, a little closer to the far side hash mark there as the Dutch are looking to go right to the left on the radio. So here's a play, 3rd and 17.
Whaler is now out of the shotgun. It's going to take this one, drop back, lets it go, and
picked off. Looked like Adam Ward came up with the interception. Oh,
yeah, that's going to be pass interference. I did see a little bit of an extended arm.
I do not see a flag on that play, Jimmy, so it looks like the Owls, in fact, did hold them.
So it's incomplete. That's what they called it.
They did, yes. So that's going to bring up a 4th and 17 for the Dutchman. It looks like they're setting in their punt team.
I was going to say, do you trust the defense at this point? You've done pretty well thus far in the second half.
I do like to see number 30 back there about to receive this punt. Hopefully
that's
he
right.
gets an opportunity to show off his wheels here.
Logan Kohler will be deep to take the punt. Last week had an amazing return game.
Yeah, 93 yards for a touchdown last week.
Again, 22-20. Oh, that's waved off. So we've got a timeout taken by the Owls. So we'll take a tax-in timeout as well. Brought to you by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersection of Routes 219 and 59 in Lewis Run with the best handmade pierogies around. A tax-in timeout, 22-20 here in the fourth quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Team Meinert is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, T-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Meinert in Bradford is there for you. Team Meinert provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Meinert can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMeinert.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Meinert!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back from the Tax-In timeout. And back to Dutch Country Stadium, where St. Mary's leads by 2 with 11:49 to go in the game. 22-20 is your score. St. Mary's is looking at a 4th and 17 on their own 46, lined up to punt it away. Logan Kohler is deep
to return. And it is a true punt, a good one. Kohler's going to let it bounce, takes a friendly Bradford roll, and is going to be fielded at the 29.
Yeah, so it looked like the ball, took, like as you said, hit the ground, bounced straight back towards the line of scrimmage several yards, but and into a pile of Dutch. Thankfully, it didn't bounce off an Owl player there, so it's going to bring up a first down 30. For the Owls from the 30-yard line.
Yeah, got closer to the 30. I thought maybe I held my tongue because it looked like they were about to mark it at the 29, but it looked like it hit the 30 to me, and that it did indeed. So first and 10 from the 30 as the Owls again will have another chance to take their first lead of the game. Defense holding up well so far here in the second half. But then again, so has St. Mary's. Reese is going to drop back. He's going to sling it over to Kohler. Kohler's caught it, and he's off and running at midfield. Going to get wrapped up from behind and brought down in St. Mary's territory.
Yeah, an excellent play. Just went up about 12 yards, turned around, and the ball was right there, perfectly right between the numbers from Talon. And then one thing I've noticed, not only his speed, but how quick he gets to his top speed is unreal.
Yeah.
It's like two steps, and Kohler's at top speed already. So excellent play by the Owls.
Yeah, 23-yard gain for Logan Kohler. Like you said, just shoots out of there. Very fast accelerator. First and 10 from the 47-yard line. Reese takes the snap, hands it off to Jordy. He breaks the tackle in the backfield, but there's two more, and he's lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he's able to get back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe just, yeah, he's at the line of scrimmage. I see them marking it there, but he was able to bounce off a big hit there to get where he's at. So that's going to bring up a second 10 from the 47 for the Owls.
So the Owls again. Big play there by Kohler to get him into St. Mary's territory in this battle of field position. So far, Owls trying to be the ones to strike first in the second half after what was a very back-and-forth first half. Screenplay to Franz, or to Perry, pardon, and it's not what the Owls have hoped for as it turns into a loss of a few.
Yeah, it looks like about a 4-yard loss for the Owls. It must be something that the Dutchman picked up on at halftime where they're able to pick that out, because that was a very successful play the entirety of the first half there. So must be something there that the Dutch picked up and were able to sniff that right out for a 4-yard loss.
So we'll see Reese back in the shotgun. We've got Perry and Kohler closest to us. And on the far side would be Franz
and Gleason.
Reese with a lot of time, strolling out near the sideline, all the time you could ask for, and it's just over the outstretched hands as Gleason tried to jump up for it, and it was just high for him.
I'm not sure.
Somebody took a hit in the back there, which the St. Mary's fans.
Yeah, actually, those two that are back there, they ran into each other.
Oh.
So I'm not sure what the St. Mary's crowd's so upset about here, but. But obviously they are. Not sure if you can hear them over the radio, but they're screaming pretty good out there.
So. I think you probably heard a bit of it at least.
But again, on the play, Talon had all day. Rolled to the far sideline, launched it, just overthrew his receiver there. So
our St. Mary's defender Johnny Bandy, who was dropped on that play. Players took a knee. He was able to come up. He is currently walking off to the sideline with a limp but unassisted.
That's going to bring up a 4th and 14 from midfield with down 2, 9.5 minutes to go. Do you go for it here?
Boy, it's not the best place to go for a 4th and 14 if there is a good place.
No, and it looks like they do have Jordan Thompson in there to.
Yeah,
I think
how the defense is held up to the third quarter, there's no reason to rush it now. 9:28 to go. I think you let this one go. Trust the defense to do its job again. This punt doesn't go nearly as far, but it does get very high and is able to allow the Owls to get down and actually field the punt.
Yeah, so that's going to bring up, it'll be 9 minutes, 20 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. As you just heard, the Dutchmen take possession of the ball after a punt by Jordan Thompson. So they're going to start the
drive, first and 10 from their own 25.
Still hanging on to that two-point lead. So they did a very effective job in the third quarter milking clock with that strong running game. Matthew Davis out of the backfield. Expect to see more of that as Davis is lined up back there. Whaler is in the... Nope, Coudray's back in. Davis is off and running. He's powering forward. Breaks three more tackles and crosses midfield. He's off, and he's going to walk in. 10-5, touchdown St. Mary's. Matthew Davis goes 75 yards.
I mean, not even sure what to say about that one, Jimmy. I mean, we're just witnessing a young man that is very good at what he's doing out there. He was able to break a couple tackles. He was able to sidestep one and then turn down the Jets off to the races for a huge touchdown to extend the St. Mary's lead. So prior to any extra point, we're looking at 28-20 right now with 9:05 left to go in the game.
Yeah, so they just have to kick it in for a two-possession lead. 9:05 to play. Boy, talked about just letting that run game do its thing to milk clock. Well, they let the run game do its thing, but it did not take much time.
Who blocked?
That's a blocked field goal, and that could have big implications here.
Yeah, absolutely. It looked like Jake France able to come in and get his hand on the ball. So a big extra point block by Jake France is going to keep the score 28-20. So just a one-score game, Jimmy.
That's right. 28-20 means a touchdown and a two-point ties it as the Owls will take possession with 9:05 left in the game, down by 8. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Coming off a 75-yard touchdown run by the phenomenal Matthew Davis of the Flying Dutch. The Owls are about to get the ball back, but the PAT was blocked, and that means it is a one-possession game. Touchdown and a two-point would tie it. 28-20 with 9:05 to go. Here is the ensuing kickoff. And that one's going to go out of bounds for the great drive start here for the Owls. Procedural penalty is going to start them off at the 35.
Yeah, that's the first bad kick we've seen so far tonight by the Dutchman. Is that ball just bounced once and right off onto the near sideline here?
Yeah, it almost darted towards the sideline.
Yeah, so that's going to bring up first and 10 for the Owls from the 35-yard line, as Jimmy said, with 9:05 left to go in the game.
Fun fact here while we got a moment.
Oh, they just called... a foul start against the Dutchman. It looks like they're going to allow them to kick off again.
Oh, no. That's a bummer.
Yeah, that's a... Then again, when you got Kohler back there, if he can get the ball in his
hands...
That's
true, yeah. He can get it back to the 35 pretty easily.
Anytime that kid touches the ball, he's a threat to take it to the house. I mean, absolutely anytime. Doesn't matter where he's at on the field.
Our fourth quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes is Sue Carnes. Sue, if the Owls score here in the fourth, that will be excellent. But also it means you'll win a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. If they do not score, we will be sad. And you will win a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. That's a pretty apt description, I think. You can sign up for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes today at either location. Each week we draw four winning names, assign them a quarter of the Owls football game, and what you win depends on whether or not they score. But either way, you're already a winner. Totally free to play, happens all Owls football season long. Here is the re-kick, and this one's squibbed. It's going to be even better field position as it's picked up near the 40, and forward progress is going to get him near the 43. The line pushing him back about 10 yards.
Yeah, that was Giordano that was able to scoop that ball up. Got it all the way out to the 42, but even after the whistles, they continued to push back and didn't drop them till darn close to the 30-yard line. So either way, Owls going to start out with excellent field position on their own 42. First and 10, 8:57 left to go here in the game.
Fun fact here while we have a moment. I walked around the press box a little bit earlier, making sure we were in the right spot.
Yeah.
We are in the only room without a window.
Excellent. Excellent choice. I mean, it's not like at our home at Parkway Field, the first thing we do is...
That's true. I popped the window out of that sucker. Out. But if I knew it was going to be shivery cold, we also have a little heater right by our feet down there. Shovel pass to Jordy Thompson goes incomplete and was worried it was going to be a fumble. Thompson, if it was, had picked it up and gotten about a five-yard gain, but they whistle it incomplete.
Right. So just a little misfire there by the Owls, and I think... Heavy completed that. There was some open space there for Jordan to really be able to make a big gain. But, however, not the case. Brings up second and 10 from the 42 for the Owls.
So trips on the right side, including A.J. Gleason. Reese is going to drop back. Looks to his left. Keeps looking to his left. Oh. Little comebacker for Jake Franz, who isn't able, hits him in the feet.
Yeah, there is a flag on the field, so we'll see what that is. It's going to be a holding on Bradford, as you could tell by the position of the flag there, so that's going to drop him back 10 yards. But we're going to repeat second down, so we'll see where they mark the ball here. But again, in that play, uncharacteristically, he was short. Talent was short on that throw. So
Yeah. Yeah, that one came up a little shy. Also, obviously, worked out as Franz was running a really nice route, but dangerous to... Franz was the only receiver on the left side, and he was staring him down, didn't bother looking off. But obviously, Franz was doing a really good job creating some space for himself.
So second and 20 now for the Owls.
Quick throw to Franz. This one is caught, and Franz is going to get a gain of about 15 if they spot it. Maybe 13.
Yeah, I thought he got a couple more yards farther, but again, another flag on the field. We're going to have an illegal.
Yeah, it's on the Owls again.
Here we go.
Real drive killer here in the fourth as the Owls are now going to be staring down second and a mile here, already at second and 20.
So again, it's going to bring up a second down. So second and 25 now for the Owls from their own 27. It appears the referees might be taking over this game, unfortunately, Jimmy.
Yeah, lined up at their own 28-yard line, trying to get to the 48 of St. Mary's territory. It's a long way to go. Reese going to do a delayed handoff to Jordy Thompson. Jordy's going to get a few yards out of it.
Yeah,
it's still going to be third and long.
Yeah, it's third and long, but still he was able to punch out a good 4 or 5 yard gain there for Jordan. So see what the Owls have to draw up now, as we know that Talon has the arm and the receivers have the speed for a big play, and obviously they're going to need one being 19 yards to go for a first down.
I also appreciate that they're patient here. I mean, there's urgency, but to let a running play go there, they know they still have 8 minutes, only down by 8. Defense has been playing well. Reese is going to drop back. He's got some time. Now the pocket collapses, and he runs out of it and is going to be dragged down from behind.
Yeah, he took a sack. He was trying to scramble out to the far side of the field. Only had one guy to get around, but he was able to wrap him up and bring him down by his jersey at the 30. So that's going to bring up a fourth down and 22 for the Owls. So a 3-yard loss.
At one point, the Owls were up to about their... had the line of scrimmage at the 42, and now they're going to punt it away from the 30. And this one is not going to make it to midfield. It bounces across midfield.
Bounce.
Wow, really nice Bradford bounce as it approaches the 40 and comes to a stop. Will be touched at the 41.
Yeah, so it's going to still give the Dutch good field position here, but... The Owls, like you have mentioned a couple times, the Owls defense has been playing well, so let's see if they can stop Davis, because he's going to get a heavy dose of the ball here on this drive.
Yeah, they've done a good job. It's just how good can you be against Matthew Davis? They held St. Mary's scoreless throughout the third quarter. And to start the fourth, three straight possessions, St. Mary's punted away. And then the first time they touched the ball on the next possession, it's a 75-yard run on first down for a TD. Here's another run by Davis, and he's lost it.
It's like the Owls got it. The Owls, in fact, do have it. Looked like Jordan Thompson came up with it.
Wow, so on the transfer there, Davis never really had it, and it just popped right up out of his hands, and the Owls were able to come down with it. And now the Owls are going to take over after losing all that yardage on penalties. They punt it away, and they get it at the 35-yard line in St. Mary's territory. 6:39 to play, 28-20. Trail by eight.
That ball looked like Davis just wasn't able to secure it before he took that first hit, and the ball popped straight up in the air with Thompson able to come down with it. Huge
Here's
break
Reese,
for the Owls.
Dropping back. He's got the completed pass to Franz. Franz is fighting for first down yardage, and it looks like he has it.
Yeah, it looks like first down, maybe a little more, 13, maybe 15-yard gain for the Owls there. It's going to bring it down around the 20-yard line. Things are getting exciting, Jimmy. It's going to be a fun last 6.5 minutes here.
So that sets up first and 10 for the Owls from the 23. It's a nice 12-yard gain there for Franz. Reese out of the shotgun, trips to the right, looks that way, rolls out that way, being chased. Flag is thrown. Tries to throw it to Gleason, but I believe he's out of bounds.
Yep, there's a holding call on the Owls, so of course, why not? But again, Talon flushed out of the pocket to the near side as he was rolling to his throwing side. He was able to get a throw off to Gleason. However, Gleason unable to bring it in before he was out of bounds. But nonetheless, even if he would have completed, it'd be coming back as there's a holding call on the Owls.
Yeah, offensive line struggling to contain that St. Mary's defense as Talon's getting flushed out of the pocket, and to try to make up for it, a little bit of a hold is called. So first and it's going to be about a first and 20. Yeah, first and 20 from the 33. Reese takes the snap, drops back. Quick throw, and it's caught by Logan Kohler.
Yeah, quick out by Logan Kohler. As soon as he catches it, he was brought down, but he brought it just on the other side of the 30-yard line to about the 29, I'd say. So a decent gain there. It's going to bring up second and 16 for the Owls.
Yeah, it'd be a wonderful gain if you had 10 yards to go, you know?
Right, right.
Tough ask, but a nice play nonetheless. Still have a long ways. Second and 16. Reese drops back. He's going to air it out, and his intended receiver comes up empty-handed, Kohler, but did take a little bit of a hit as he touched it.
Yeah, he did. As the ball was uncatchable and Kohler was out of bounds, he took a pretty good pop there, but he bounces right back up. So that's going to bring up a third and 16 for the Owls.
Worth mentioning, the Owls here at the 29-yard line in St. Mary's territory, four-down territory.
5:41 left to go in the game.
Reese awaits the snap, drops back, looks to his left.
Another hold.
There's another hold, yeah. I think that one's going to be on Whitmore, and Reese is going to run out of bounds.
How about a penalty for a late hit? But not going to happen, sir. There's going to be another holding call on the Owls. So another 10-yard drop back for them.
Well, then it...
penalties declined. So
yeah,
it's gonna
bring up
the
fourth down, yeah. So fourth and 20. As the Owls, you know, not their last chance. Still 5.5 minutes to play. But certainly their best chance as they're lined up at the 34-yard line in St. Mary's territory. Reese takes the snap, drops back, has some time, pocket collapses, rolls out to the right. And he's going to air it out to the sideline. There is a flag on the play, and I think that one came down incomplete, though it looked like there was somebody that had a play on an interception.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have another holding call on the Owls.
Doesn't matter. There is another St. Mary's player down.
Yeah, that looks like senior Johnny Bandy again down, as he was down earlier in the first, half there. So they're going to decline that and turn the ball over. So the holding penalty declined on St. Mary's behalf. So they are going to take over with 5:17 left to go on the 29-yard line.
Yeah, that's what I probably came out rude. Didn't you said another holding? I said doesn't matter. It just meant that it was a fourth down. They'll decline.
Sure.
And it'll turn over on down. So St. Mary's will take back over as Johnny Bandy's still down. So we're going to take a quick tax and timeout and give him some time to try to work back from this. And we will be back. 5 minutes, 17 seconds to go. 28-20 St. Mary's leads. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Dr. Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular are committed to helping you maintain your quality of life by treating the source, not just the symptoms.
I had swelling or edema in my lower legs. I had continuing ulceration in my inner ankle, which led to the pain and difficulty, you know, daily tasks, walking, being able to exercise like I should be able to.
After just one visit, Dr. Tejera suspected she had May-Thurner syndrome, a compressed vein that doesn't allow blood to flow out of the leg. After a diagnostic ultrasound, he performed a simple 20-minute procedure that fixed the problem.
Within weeks after the stenting, I had complete healing of my ulcers and much better quality of life. I was able to get through the day without relying on over-the-counter pain medications, taking breaks. I don't remember the last time I felt so good.
Specializing in vascular disease for over 17 years, Dr. Bob Tejera provides his patients with exceptional care that's close to home. Call Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford, 814-362-8490.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Our injured St. Mary's player has made his way back off the field to the sideline, walking very gingerly. Looks like he is in some pain there, but the game will continue as...
Yeah, awfully quiet here all of a sudden at Dutch County Stadium.
So it was an interception. It's because they've got it first and 10 at the 9. Turnover on downs would have had him at the 34.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
So Reese throws his second interception, but it's a handy one. It turns into a throwing punt, essentially. Here's the handoff to Davis. And a short gain, it looks like. Have to adjust here. Not a turnover on downs. A good interception, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take that.
I mean, rather have the completion, obviously, but that's essentially a punt.
Yeah. Ian DeGoyer, you're able to step up in there and bring the Davis down for just a two-yard gain. And obviously St. Mary's now just going to take their time and try to run as much off this clock as they can as there's a 4:45 left to go here in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Hanging on to that 8-point lead. And Coudre is back under center. Davis in the backfield. There's a pitch out. Davis on the right. He's got room. And he's got another 3 yards or so as he hits the sideline.
Yeah, A.J. Gleason was able to run him down and bring him down at the sideline, but he was, again, able to gain a few yards. Looks like about a 3 yard gain, so going to bring up a 3rd and 4, 3rd and 5 for the Dutch here with clock near in the 4-minute mark.
St. Mary's trying to tuck this one away. Win over the Owls would be big for them, as much as the implications we were talking for Bradford with a win here over St. Mary's. Just about everything holds true for the Dutchmen if they're able to come away with the W.
So And again, as we said, taking their time, play clock down to 5.
And here is another run. First down and more.
Oof.
Matthew Davis makes it to the 35.
Yeah, he was hit. That's probably the hardest hit he's taken all game. A combination of Giordano and Gleason able to put a pretty good pop on him, but not before he gains a bunch of yards to give the Owls, or give, excuse me, the Dutchman a first down. So fifth tackle for A.J. Gleason tonight, and he only stepped on the field at the start of the third quarter there.
After halftime. We're approaching the three-minute mark now. St. Mary's, again, obviously very effective at controlling time of possession when they want to with this very strong run game led head up by Matthew Davis. Here's another run, fourth consecutive. This one is contained.
Yeah, absolutely. Evan Whitmore in there for his 10th tackle of the night to bring him down.
Uh-oh. Got another St. Mary's player.
Yeah, looks like... looks like offensive lineman. I don't...
Yeah, it looked like a 76 to me, which we don't have.
No. So let's hope it's just a cramp or something minor. He's able to get back on the field as soon as possible, but...
looked like he was holding his stomach there for a moment, which is weird.
But on that last play, as we wait for him to be seen by the trainers, is... Whitmore was able to bust right through the line on the blitz and bring him down after only a 2-yard gain. So another nice tackle on Evan. As I mentioned, that was his 10th tackle of the night. So it's going to bring up a second down and 8 when we get back. And St. Mary's Dutch player is up and walking off, so hopefully he's okay. So, again, 2:40 left to go here in the game. The Dutchmen, the home team, holding a 28-20 advantage, and they get the ball on their own 37-yard line with second down with 8 yards to go.
Yeah, and again, second and 8, as you said, with Matthew Davis, 4 consecutive runs to just juice this clock for all it's worth as St. Mary's tries to wind this one out without giving the ball back to Bradford if they can. Bradford trying to get possession back. Try to march downfield, score a touchdown, 2-point conversion ties this game at 28 all. There's a little bit of a hesitation here before the snow. The clock has started back up, that's why. Forgot.
Down to 6 seconds on the play clock.
Here's the snap, and it's Davis again, and he's got nothing there.
Yeah, again, the Owls will look like... trying to see who the bottom guy is. That might be Whitmore again with another tackle. No, that's Matthew Perry in on the tackle there. So Matthew with his 5th tackle tonight for the Owls.
Yeah, and the Owls are going to take a timeout there as they smell an opportunity. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 8 from the 37, and the timeout is called with 2:11 to go. So nicely timed timeout there. We'll take a tax-in timeout as well. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket and grab a Bud Light in the 16-ounce aluminum bottle for just $2.50. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to book your holiday party at the T. Dates are filling up fast, so call today. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket. The Model T Inn in Derrick City, PA.
WESB Sports.
Back from the tax in timeout, the Owls trying to get the ball back here. 3rd and long for St. Mary's. 3rd and 8, more specifically, from the 37. Hanging on to an 8-point lead. It's a pitch to Davis. Davis.
Nice.
Tripped up and brought down in the backfield, and that's going to bring up a 4th down.
That was a huge play by Jordan Thompson, as he was able to not only shed his blocker, get him cleared out of the way, but able to trip up Davis and wrap him up by the legs in the backfield. So an excellent play for, it looks like, about a 4-yard loss. It's going to bring up 4th and 12 for the Dutchman.
And time now is ticking down to about a minute 40. So, you know, when that 2-point conversion was good, the extra point We had a two-point conversion successful. We had a field goal blocked. We had a two-point conversion miss, and we said each time to see if that has implications on the game. It very much does as of now. Yeah, whistling something dead here. Timeout.
Yeah, so the Owls are, when they come back out, there's going to be 1:16 left on the clock. The Owls only have one timeout left, but they got firepower. So down by eight, I mean, it's a touchdown and a two-point conversion could tie this game up. And as we both know, and as the listeners at home as well, the Owls can score quickly, very quickly.
We saw them do it this game. They scored to end the first half with 50-some seconds left. They were able to come away with a touchdown when they needed it to go into the locker room with a two-point deficit. There's only been one touchdown scored here in the second half. It was the St. Mary's 75-yard run by Matthew Davis. So the Owls, with a minute 16 to go, need a touchdown and a two-point, and then whatever time is left after that, a stop to force overtime.
You did say your car has remote start, right?
It does not. It does not have that. It warms up quick, though.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
Warms up real quick. Here's the punt for St. Mary's. It's a bullet. Going to bounce near midfield. A friendly St. Mary's roll inside near the 35-yard line.
Yeah, the Owls brought everybody but Logan Kohler, who is back deep to try to get a hand on that ball. Looked like a little bit of a rush kick, but still took a huge St. Mary's bounce. So the Owls are going to have a minute and 7 seconds to go. Looks like about 65 yards for a touchdown. So it's going to be first and 10 for the Owls from their own 35.
Yeah, and this is about the situation they were in when they needed it before the half. They had similar field position. And we'll see what the Owls draw up here. Gleason's in motion. Reese out of the shotgun, takes the snap, looks immediately to Jordan Thompson, and it's incomplete. No, that's incomplete.
That's an incomplete pass, yes.
A lot of people yelling for a fumble, or
not even
a fumbled lateral.
Two of the coaches for St. Mary's were clean out on the field trying to attract their players to that.
Well, after the whistle was blown as well.
But nonetheless, just a simple incomplete pass is Tyson trying to hit a swing pass to Jordan Thompson. And as you heard, it fell incomplete here. So that's going to bring up a second and 10 for the Owls.
Back to it here. Trips on the right side. Jordy in motion. Reese dropping back. Looking to his right. He's got Franz there. It's caught, and he's across midfield. And he, tripped?
Yeah, he was tripped up at the 40 of the St. Mary's sideline with 52.8 seconds left to go here.
Had some room.
That was potentially a huge play for the Owls.
Still enough for a first down and pretty nice field position as well as they get to the 42. 47 seconds to go. Reese dropping back. Looking to Franz again. Caught again. And out of bounds to stop the clock. A little shy of the first, I do believe.
So, again, the Owls with 39.9 seconds to go wants to get the ball back. But a nice play. Quick out. Get out of bounds. So, a smart play on the Owls there.
Second and three after the 7-yard gain.
The Owls working left to right here. Ball placed on the far hash mark.
And we're going to have Reese with Thompson in the backfield, double twins. Takes the snap, drops back, looking, rolling out to his right. Lots of time. Reese throws it out to his right, and it's incomplete, intended for Franz.
No, Kohler. Yeah, it was intended for Logan Kohler. So, well, they only lost about 9 seconds on that. And that is, it was a slow developing play, but Talon got flushed out of the pocket towards his throwing side, but Kohler just unable to come up with that one that time.
30 seconds to go, but equally as pressing as that 30 seconds is that we're now on third down. Two more tries to get three more yards. Reese is going to drop back, fling it over the top, caught. by Jake Franz for a first down and then some.
Yep, Jake Franz caught the ball, stepped right out of bounds, leaving the Owls with 24.9 seconds left to go. It looks like the ball is going to be marked about the 28-yard line. So
the Owls marching down here, courtesy of some connections between Reese and Franz.
The Owls still do have one timeout left as well, Jimmy. Looks like the Dutch are calling a timeout, as they are, yes. So the Dutch call timeout with 24.9 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. The Owls down 28-20, but they are driving. They have the ball first and 10 on the Dutch 26. So the Owls got time to make some decisions over there, Jimmy. So,
yeah, I think right now the connection between Reese and Franz is working out well. But you wonder, do you think St. Mary's can scheme a way to stop it, or do you ride it for as long as you can? Interesting question here, kind of a question of philosophy.
Right. I mean, we know Talon has the arm from where they're at to get it into the end zone for sure. So it's just a matter of, as we've seen in the first half, our receivers are definitely faster than their DB. So maybe he can catch a break here and put one in the end zone for us.
Kohler, Perry on the right side. Gleason, Franz on the left. Thompson in the backfield. Reese, first and 10, takes the snap, drops back. Looking, eyeing the end zone. Heading for Kohler, it's incomplete.
Yeah, it looked like Kohler was kind of looking for a flag there. I didn't see the necessity for one, but overthrew him, which knocked the clock down to 17.7 left to go in the game here. So, again, bring you up to speed there. Talon Reese just launched one into the end zone. Nice-looking throw. Unfortunately, Kohler unable to get his hands on it. So it's going to bring up a second and 10 now for the Owls from the 28.
17.7 seconds to go. Still down 28-20. Owls trying to get a touchdown. Two-point conversion forces overtime. Has to fling one up. Looking for Franz. And finds a defender, but he's out of bounds on the catch.
Yeah, thankfully. The defender did come up with the ball, but he was out of bounds. And lucky for the Owls, not only that, but lucky Talon was able to get that ball off. Looked like the Dutch blitzed their linebackers, and Matthew Davis was able to break through and almost get to Talon. So that's going to bring up a third and 10 for the Owls.
Big third down here. Reese getting the call. Heading back now. And again, Franz Gleason on the left. Lined up on the left hash mark. Perry and Kohler to the right. Thompson in the backfield. Reese takes the snap, drops back. Looking, letting one go. He's got Gleason, and it's batted down with maybe the biggest defensive play of the night by St. Mary's.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to bring up a fourth down for the Owls. It looked like AJ was wide open. I'm not even sure where that defender came from, but he was able to come over and knock that ball down. So the Owls are going to come up fourth and 10. They got to put this one in the end zone.
Yeah, this is the last shot here. 4.6 seconds to go. The Owls have one try. If they can put it in, they have an attempt to tie with a two-point conversion. If they fail, game over. Reese signaling to his receivers, awaiting the snap.
Ooh, looks like he's going
to draws be an a flag.
Yes,
Reese on the hard count draws a flag, gets him 5 yards closer. Still a fourth down.
4.6 seconds left to go here, and the Owls are on the last shot as they were just given 5 yards. As Reese with a hard count was able to draw the Dutchman offside.
I mean, great play with knowing the situation. Reese again takes the snap, drops back, shoots. Incomplete, no flags. That's going to be game.
I didn't even see a receiver in the area, so unsure where that was going to. But nonetheless, that's going to zeros on the clock. So unfortunately, your Owls go down tonight here, 28-20, and a huge game here at St. Mary's at Dutch County Stadium.
I tell you, if you're a St. Mary's fan, this is everything you want on senior night. A fantastic game, well played, and contested. A good game, back and forth. If you like offense, plenty of that in the first half. If you like defense, plenty of that in the second half. St. Mary's, though, is able to come away with the win after coming up with some big stops down the stretch. That final minute of play, the St. Mary's defense held tough, and Bradford is going to come up just short with a heartbreaker as they head to their last 2 weeks of the regular season, a 3-5 record, and on the outside looking in of that possibility of a playoff game. Still not out of the picture, still a possibility, but certainly an uphill battle to climb next week at Carnes City, week 10 at home hosting Kane. Again, the final score is St. Mary's 28, Bradford to 20, and St. Mary's gets a big win here on their senior night. We're going to tally up the stats, and when we come back, we'll do a quick scoring recap, get these stats so we can get to the car and get warmed up. It's cold in here in the booth. That's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, In Tandem, Thacker Development, Dexter's Service & Collision, Zimmerman Real Estate, Gleason Construction, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at gleason-construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
Navigating the housing market can be a challenge, whether you're buying or selling a home. Talk to Zimmerman Realty, a team of real estate experts in our area. Zimmerman Realty can introduce you to the most up-to-date listings in Bradford, Smethport, and Eldred. They can even show you properties that are listed with other real estate agencies. If you're looking to sell, Zimmerman Realty offers a free market analysis to help you determine the value of your home. Visit their website and sign up today at ZimmermanRealtyLLC.com.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
WDUW-98CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome to the Owls postgame show on WESB Sports, live from Dutch Country Stadium after the Owls Week 8 loss to St. Mary's. Bit of a heartbreaker as the Owls were in it till the end. They were able to answer back. St. Mary's took struck first and took the first lead of the game. And every time that St. Mary's scored, the Owls were able to answer back, but they could never get in front. They just weren't able to take the lead. Trailed much of the game by a mere 2 points, but could never get out front. And then at the end of the game, marched downfield. But St. Mary's was able to come up with a very important stop there on the final possession. We are freezing up here in the booth, so we're going to do a quick scoring recap, do the stats, and get on out of here, come back home, and get ready for Week 9 at Carnes City. Here's your scoring recap. St. Mary's started with possession. They were held short of a touchdown on their first drive. They attempted a field goal, but it was blocked. And Bradford was able to take over from there. The Owls had to punt it away on their first possession, and then St. Mary's was able to score. Not a lot from Matthew Davis on that first touchdown drive, but he would become a factor in the rest of the game after that. That first touchdown came on a trick play with Lucas Bauer throwing a 35-yard touchdown pass to Ben Paul, and the extra point was good for a 7-0 lead. Bradford takes over, and they immediately answer back. A 49-yard touchdown throw from Talon Reese to Matthew Perry. Extra point is good to tie it 7-7. St. Mary's again finds the end zone. A 65-yard touchdown run from Matthew Davis. This time they go for the two-point conversion and successfully convert for a 15-7 lead. Bradford gets the ball back, and we end the first quarter. Bradford begins the second quarter with a turnover on downs. St. Mary's next drive ends in an interception with Adam Ward picking it off on the 5-yard line. Bradford takes over. They drive downfield mostly courtesy of a huge catch and run from Matthew Perry that takes him to the 2-yard line. Talon Reese runs it in from there. Two-point conversion is no good, and we're at 15-13. St. Mary's takes over again and throws another interception. This one goes to Jake Franz. Bradford has to punt the ensuing possession away. St. Mary's again is able to march downfield on their next possession. Ben Reynolds is able to run it in from 3 yards out. Extra point is good, 22-13. Bradford then takes over, and we see a rare interception throw by Talon Reese. He hasn't thrown many this year. He threw one tonight to Jackson Vollmer. St. Mary's takes over from there, but they end up turning it over on downs, and Bradford, with 50-some seconds left in the half, is able to march downfield and find the end zone to bring it back within two. A 36-yard touchdown pass from Talon Reese to Jake Franz. Extra point was good, 22-20. Going into the half, Bradford has possession now and only down by two, and they would spend the rest of the second half trying to get their first lead of the game. They would come up just short. The first possession ends in a punt. St. Mary's gets it back, turnover on downs. Bradford has to punt. St. Mary's gets it back, and actually that's it for the third quarter. There was only three possessions. But to start the fourth, St. Mary's again has to punt. Bradford gets it back, cannot find the end zone, and Bradford has to punt. St. Mary's now ends up building on that lead after Matthew Davis has a 75-yard touchdown run on the first play from scrimmage of that drive. The PAT was no good, though, and it was 22-20. And then 28-20, rather, the score that we have here. And then Bradford throws another interception. It's more of a throwing punt, an arm punt, as it was. Interception inside the five. St. Mary's has to punt it away with about a minute and a half to go. Bradford trying to get downfield with their final chances as we tick time down. Was able to get in the near the red zone, inside the 30, I suppose, with their final chances to score and tie this game. But the St. Mary's defense held strong and held them out, and we end the quarter after the fourth down falls incomplete. 28-0 final score. Owls fall to 3-5. St. Mary's improves to 4-3. Heartbreaker for the Owls, who came in, I think, with high expectations, knowing what they were looking at, and then ultimately, you know, fall just shy.
Yeah, and it definitely wasn't lack of effort. It wasn't anything negative on the Bradford side. They played hard all night. They gave everything they had, every play, every down. So I'm proud of them for that. Mm-hmm. The big difference maker for me, and you alluded to it earlier, just as a football fan, it was a pleasure to watch Matthew Davis.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm got to be honest, there's probably a pretty good chance he's going to be on the Big 30 team this coming.
I would assume so, yeah.
He's going to be fun to watch when we call that game as well, but he's the real deal. He's probably the best back that I think I've seen so far this year.
After tonight, he's, you know, probably approaching 1,400 yards. He's going to finish the season with over 1,500 yards easy.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's been, you know, 1,500 yards and probably 17 touchdowns, if we're being honest. So,
right.
Yeah, an absolute monster. Game wrecker. That guy's a weapon for real.
However, We had a big game by one of our guys tonight, too, and one big on defense as well. So if you don't mind, I'll get right to the stats.
Yeah, hit me the stats, because we're going to need to name an MVP, and we're going to need a collision of the game as well.
Yeah, so Talon Reese tonight finishes 20 for 38, 317 yards with two touchdowns. Matthew Perry, five catches, 155 yards with a touchdown. Jake Franz, nine catches, 113 yards, and he had that big 36-yard TD as well. Kohler, again, two catches, 22 yards. A.J. Gleason stepped in, made five tackles, second half only there. So, but also, Evan Whitmore, 10 tackles and a sack. But he was all over the field mm-hmm. tonight. Very impressive. Also impressive, Jordan Thompson. Seven tackles, two of those for loss, the fumble recovery. But he went head-to-head with that Matthew Davis multiple times, four or five times, was able to bring him down on his own. So, excellent job there. Adam Ward had the interception. Jake Franz also on defense had an interception, and then that blocked extra point there early.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's right.
So, trying to pick a player of a game, I'm not real sure. But, man, it could go a couple different ways here.
It could. I sure do like, boy, I know Perry's got 156 yards, which is nice.
Yeah.
Franz is tough. He's got nine catches, which is quite a bit. The touchdown, the interception, and a blocked extra point. That is a wild game.
Yeah, yeah.
Interception and a blocked extra point makes it real interesting, doesn't it?
It does.
Let's name our collision in the game. We mentioned it in the first half, and it ended up holding up. Jordy Thompson gets the big tackle there in the second quarter. That's the Love Toyota Collision brought to you by the Collision Center. Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. So Jordy Thompson gets the big collision. We mentioned it when it happened as kind of the early bid, and it most certainly held up for the rest of the night. So for our MVP of the game, brought to you by the Model T MVP, up on Derek Road in Bradford. It's got to be Franz, huh?
Yeah, I'm good with that. On top of that, he had a few tackles, obviously the interception, the block kick, and then offensively, again, nine catches, well over 100 yards, 113 yards with the touchdown. So, yeah, I'm okay with
it's
naming Jake Franz.
It's the block that does it.
Throws it over for me.
Yeah, it's the block that does it. It's real close. So tip of the cap to Matthew Perry for sure. 156 yards. He had an incredible 93-yard play.
Yep.
Yeah, incredible play. Went from the 7 to the 2-yard line and set up the touchdown run by Talon Reese. Just an incredible throw, incredible run. 156 yards total with the TD. So Perry has a great game, but Franz with the nine catches, obviously a lot. He was relied on heavily down the stretch there on that final drive, trying to tie up the game, and then 100 plus yards with the touchdown. The interception is huge, but the blocked extra point is like.
Yeah,
the cherry. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not often you'll see that stat line. Nine catches, 113 yards, one receiving touchdown, one interception, one blocked extra point. A rare line from Jake Franz. So, again, the Owls fall 28-20 here to St. Mary's in Week 8. They are now 3-5 on the season, 2 weeks to go in the regular season. Next week they will be at Carn City. In Week 10 they will be home hosting Kane. For senior night. For my color commentator and statistician Mark Irvin, and for our sound engineer Quincy Scott back at the station, this is Jimmy Kelt signing off with Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.